participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Let's get restarted in here.
An outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
This will live on as a classic segment of the Don and Mike Show. Mike's restaurant is open and all are there to celebrate. Well, almost all. Poor Joe Ardinger. It's the best of Don and Mike.
And I'm ready to play a game right now, right up front, with folks calling in now to win a prize. This is exciting.
Yeah.
This is
going
to be a game much like yesterday's game right at the beginning of the show about something that happened last night. And Mike,
very exciting.
Really.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe. Yeah.
Congratulations. A great opening for your joint last night.
You guys busted your butt to get out there quickly and do all the stuff we had to do out there, and it was great.
We're proud of you.
I appreciate you all coming. I really do, and I know that...
it's a nice place.
You all coordinated to come out there, and it was great. It was fun.
Food was great.
Wonderful place, yes. Good food, mm-hmm. and good service.
Yeah, you had the best. You had Callie.
Pretty waitresses.
Yes.
And,
yes.
Buzz. Sorry.
I'll get to the menu in a second.
and you literally mean the menu.
Yeah, I literally mean the menu. But now it's time to play a game. Last night at the opening of Mike's Look Around Cafe.
Yes.
We all finally got to meet, formally, Mike's girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Right.
And her mom, equally nice.
Yes.
Here's the question for you, the Don and Mike listener.
Mm-hmm. We need the music again.
I'm re-cueing it to more dramatic music.
Ah, wow.
Mike is 44?
44.
44. The mother of Mike's girlfriend. Can you guess her age? Within 10 years, either way, and you guess her age, you get one guess. Only one person listening will get the chance to win every prize that's on the piece of plastic in front of me. Now you only get one shot. She's either 34, 35, 36, 37, or 8, 39, 40, 41, 42, or all the way up.
But if mom's listening, I have no control over this.
No, and she's lovely.
She is lovely.
She's lovely. Oh, and I'll give you a hint. Met her fiancé.
Mm-hmm. I think that's her fiancé. I think.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure. I'm not, you know, I think.
I hope
boyfriend, fiancé.
Oh, because I said congratulations when I met him.
I think so, yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Well, either way, congratulations.
We don't hang out that often, but I mean, I'm pretty sure, yes.
All right, so let's pick one lucky listener who will get to play for all the prizes. On the board.
All right.
Let's go to this one right here. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's your name, my friend?
Cliff.
All right, Cliff, where are you from?
Annapolis.
Beautiful. Are you listening on JFK or Live 105?
Right now, JFK. I'm driving out of Virginia.
Right. Very good. Well, here you go. It's the Britney Spears thing. It's the Oz thing. It's the Oz Fest thing. It's the Orioles opening day.
Wow.
It's 7-Eleven. It's all the stuff we've got. It's the Oz Fest with the dinner and the Hooters girls. All you got to do. Tell me now, no pressure, but you only get one guess. Mike is 44 within 10 years. His mother-in-law is either 34.
My mother-in-law.
Oh, his oh.
My
his,
mother-in-law.
His,
no,
his girlfriend's mother.
Jesus Christ.
His girlfriend.
Congratulations. Well, I guess I was the first one to say that. But
his girlfriend's mother, excuse me. Anyway, I guess her age.
Uh-huh.
What is your guess?
47.
47, you are guessing then that she is 5 years older than Mike? No, hold on. She's 3 years older than Mike.
That's his guess.
Let me ask you, is that your final answer?
Yes.
You, my friend, are a big fat loser.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks, man.
Thanks for playing.
You're very welcome.
No problem.
Thank you.
Do you want to know
what
was I thought it was within a 10-year thing. Was it within 10 years?
Well, no, but
within 10 years,
yeah,
either way.
Within 10 years,
of your
way,
age,
you had
okay.
You had one guess.
42. Oh, okay,
guess,
all right.
Get it.
Okay.
And as it turns out, she is in fact 2 years younger than Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hi.
Yeah.
Right.
Good heavens, no.
No, it's
please,
true.
Please,
it's true.
Please, no letters, no emails. For those of you that might be disturbed.
And ladies and gentlemen, lest anybody think that I'm ratting somebody out,
uh-huh.
I'll tell you exactly how I came to this knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
My wife, who was with us last night, all of our wives, yeah. Everybody loved your place,
yeah.
Said to me at one point during the evening, she said, oh, did you meet Mike's girlfriend? And I said, yeah, she's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Did you meet her mom? I said, yeah, she's very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Frida said, you know, the mom is 2 years younger than Mike.
I think I introduced her by saying she's younger. I don't know if I gave the specific years.
Here's the thing. So she says this to me like I've got a nugget. So when Mike comes in the office...
You know how I do that icebreaker thing, because I didn't want it to really be discovered, but I mean, I think I've mentioned it.
I don't see what the problem is.
Thank you, Buzz.
Nor do I, Buzz.
Thank you, Don.
Simply having good fun here.
I understand.
So when Mike comes in the office today, when Cameron, the program director, the useless program director, when he comes in, I say to him, hey, Cam, play a game. Guess the age.
Cameron did well, didn't he?
He said... She's 42.
Yeah, smart lad.
And
wow.
So he got it right away.
Very smart lad.
Got it right away.
Would have been a winner.
I said to Mike, that was Frida doing her recon last night.
Well, she was doing a recon. I knew that. I mean, she was over there just I knew she was asking a lot of questions.
But then Mike said to me, she didn't do the recon on that you had told her that.
I think I introduced by saying, she's younger than I am. No. So it's, but I didn't give the specifics, so maybe she got the details.
But thanks for playing that game. Sorry you didn't win the prizes.
Mm.
And boy... Everybody was thrilled last night,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of one person. Oh, goodbye. With the exception of one person on our crew.
Yeah. And I feel terrible. I really do feel bad. I felt bad until just about a minute ago when he got really, when he was really mad at me the second time.
Yeah. Yeah. He's still,
I mean, I apologize.
Sore.
Yeah. Yeah.
So here's how this plays out. We all are driving over there. Let's see. Buzz and I drove together.
Right.
Because our wives drove together.
That's right.
When we got there, we would swap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would go home with Frida.
Oh!
You know, the way we
Buzz
do.
Buzz would go home with Marcia. Then Robbie and Carrie came later.
Uh-huh.
And Joe and
Tracy.
Tracy, thanks, Buzz.
Uh-huh.
They're going to show up, but none of us were driving synchronized together.
Right.
No.
Right.
So what happened is that at one point, sitting at the table that Mike had for us, it was Frida and I and Buzz and Marcia and Robin Carey and John Norman and his wife.
Yeah, and it was nice of Johnny to come out.
Yeah,
and
Kelly.
And apparently Joe came up to the door, was not able to get in, and then Rob gets a phone call. Rob gets a cell phone call. And Rob, if you wouldn't mind repeating what Joe said to you.
Yeah, it was, I said, hello. He says, hey, it's Joe. Where are you? I said, I'm in the restaurant. He said, I couldn't get in. Tell Mike his doorman's an ass.
Oh, come
and
on now.
And he's saying it at this, he's yelling into his cell. I said, Joe, calm down. I'll come out and get you in. He says,
right.
Forget it. I'm halfway home.
Oh, dear.
So all
oh,
night,
God.
All night, whenever Mike would come around, we'd go, forget it. Forget it.
Oh, man. And I forget, what did he say to me in the hallway? Because, I mean, he's still mad.
He just said to you outside. He said,
right.
You have the worst.
No, nice guest list.
Oh, that was it. Yeah. Yeah. Nice guest list.
Nice
forget
guest
it.
List.
Wow. Forget it. I'm halfway home.
Yeah,
Joe, come on in. Come on in here, Joe.
Here comes Joe Ardinger, ladies and gentlemen.
I guess Rob Joe. Didn't hear the first
I was
call.
Still so pissed this morning. I brought you a present to go with your Hanks. Look around cafe.
Okay, Joe, what do you got for
ready
me?
To play catch?
What do you got? What do you got to?
The potato.
A potato?
Oh, come on.
What's I don't get it.
The significance.
I don't get
potato.
It either.
What's the joke, Joe?
It's for your new game. Hot potato.
Oh, Hank's hot potato.
Okay. Joe, you are an idiot.
Joe.
All right, I get Joe.
Joe.
Oh, and then, listen, Buzz, I heard what you said, incidentally, as well,
uh-huh.
that Mike, and I don't know if you heard this.
What?
That maybe Rob missed the first call Joe made.
Yes.
And the reason that Rob missed the first call that Joe made was because...
We were fighting the Fife and Drum Corps. They were right by us. I mean, we had to get by them, and I did the math, and that's where we were. It was too loud to hear it. But, Joe, you should have left a message.
Well, Joe, I mean, everybody, when Don got there, Don said, I said, you know, call me on the cell phone, mm-hmm. and then, you know, Buzz and, Buzz's wife and Frida.
Right.
They both came, called Don on the cell phone. You gave me your cell phone, and we got them in no problem. And then how did you coordinate, Rob?
I called you on your cell phone.
You called me on the cell phone. And
I don't have your cell phone, though.
Well, that's not my problem.
I thought there'd be a guest list.
What's that?
So what happened to you, Joe, when you showed up at O'Mara's?
And I said, hey, my name's Joe.
I explained the mistake I made, because at one point, somebody walked in and said...
You didn't make a mistake.
Well, somebody walked into me and said... somebody's out there says he's a coworker, and I said, I guess in the heat of the moment, not trying to screw you. I said, my good man, every one of my coworkers is at that table, because I just didn't, it didn't click, and your name wasn't given to me.
Joe.
So I didn't know it was you.
So what happened? So the guy said, okay, hang on a second, and then he listened to his ear, and then another guy went in, and then the guy came out, and he goes... I can't let any more people in.
Well, you know,
I said, thanks, ass.
You said, thanks, ass? Well, Joe, they're not going to help you get in if you say, thanks, ass.
I didn't say that, but he was.
But, you know,
with his Secret Service microphone.
Well, yeah. Joe, I mean, the fact was, it's a tiny place, and we had fire marshals standing there all day. That was what the problem was. He could have. But I mean, if he
brought me behind the ropes.
I'm sorry.
He could have been cool.
No, but they were getting ridden all day long. They really were. And I am sorry. I'm very, very sorry.
There'll never be another grand opening.
Thanks. Look around, Cafe.
I feel bad. And you've given me a potato.
There's not a retort for that.
You know, maybe we'll make a Joe's grand opening.
No, that's not necessary.
Just for you.
Nope.
You know. But I mean, if you
forget it,
if you got through to Rob or you got through to me, I mean, it wouldn't have been any problem.
Forget it. I'm halfway home.
Rob, you should pull that message. Oh, it wasn't a message.
It was a live call.
I got a phone message when I got home.
Tell Mike his doormans an ass. Well, do you have the message, Buzz?
It's at home on my answering machine.
Can't you pull up?
Very brief, and no, not from here. Very brief and very much the same as the message everybody else got, and that is... You know, just to tell Mike his doorman sucks.
Oh, come on. You can pull that message up, can't you?
Yeah, maybe. Let me work on
that. I'd like to defend all those guys. They did a great job last night.
Oh, yeah. Mike had a huge crowd out there last night. There were so many people that there was like 200 people in a tent waiting to get into the place.
Yeah, and it
was... Who heckled us on our way out to the parking lot?
Nah, you can get in.
You had a terrible time, Joe. I'm sorry.
It was
all you would have had to do if you made contact with anybody, it wouldn't have been a problem. And you should have waited, because eventually if you'd gotten through...
How long did you wait?
I don't know, 5 minutes.
I'm halfway home.
Sorry to inconvenience you.
Forget it.
Well, I mean, it's just, you know, let's put it this way.
Yeah?
It wasn't like we just came home and went out to your bar or restaurant. It was, you know, Trace got off early. She took half day off today, so we could party. You know, it was just...
It was an event, Mike.
Yeah.
It's like a rain event or a snow event.
I didn't even want to go.
I didn't even want to go all week.
Tracy said, listen.
Why didn't you want to go?
The big thing for him...
Why didn't you want to go?
Because I knew it would be that kind of a scene, and I'm not about that.
And you know what? I told you this last night, too, Mike, and then it's probably my fault. The other day, we were standing outside. Buzz and Joe and I were standing outside, and I said to Joe... Are you guys coming?
Right.
And Joe said, hey, I don't know. And I said, oh, come on, Joe, it'll be fine. You got to show up. You got to, you know.
And Tracy was the one who said, listen, it's a big night for him. You got to show up.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did.
Well, it's incomplete, Joe. Hmm. It's incomplete.
Mike, it might be complete if Buzz can figure out how to access his messages from home.
I never do this, and the instruction card is
faded. You know one thing. I mean, if any one of us had gotten your name and knew you were standing outside...
You know, hold on.
I know that.
Do you know how Buzz is trying to access his messages from home?
Don't you just call it and call a phone number?
He's reading
it. You have to enter a code, and the instruction card is all faded.
The instruction card. You never call to check your messages from anywhere else?
No.
Buzz is a laid-back guy.
Yeah.
Watch. Here's how you do
it. He'll be there when I get home.
Here's exactly how I do it. Watch. I'm calling my home now. It'll say, welcome to...
Welcome to Verizon's voice messaging.
See, I don't have these modern.
You enter your mailbox, press star.
Yes,
otherwise,
do.
Please enter a mailbox.
Yes, you do. And then you type in the number of your phone. And then...
Passcode.
Then the secret passcode. Always. 1234. Oops, secret's out.
Message.
What?
In your mailbox.
One.
We have one. Menu. To review your message, press 1.
Shall we?
Send a message.
Let's do. is at home.
First, saved message.
Well, as always, it's for
and I love you. I love you.
As always, it's for Mrs. Soares.
Joe,
as always.
Michael Soares.
Hi.
I'm sorry, Joe. I apologize. And next time when you come out there, your meal comped. And I mean that sincerely.
See how easy it is, Buzz? You just call that number.
Well, if you have the modern fancy service, sure. If you have a 1982 Panasonic mechanical answering machine.
Oh, you've got the regular old machine.
Oh, yeah. You don't have that thing. Well, Buzz, how do you access
Buzz
my
has
mom
to crank
has.
Up his telephone.
That's what my 83-year-old mom has.
How do you access your messages when you're not at home, then?
Well, I usually use this card, but it's faded since the last time.
I thought Buzz had the machine where you had to play the high-pitched tone with the thing through the...
The old desk. Oh, my God.
Yeah, forget it.
Any luck, Buzz?
You want to just forget it. I'm halfway home.
You want to just give up on that, Buzz?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll give up on it. Okay, well, that's Joe. Is this resolved now?
It is. It's Joe.
On from here, but...
What's that?
We'll move on. It's no big deal.
Well, you know, you come out and bring your lovely lady and okay. Well, then F you. All right. Everybody else called.
Okay.
Everybody else had the damn number.
Joe, you want to come back?
No.
Joe, you have to enter a code, and the card is all faded.
That's how well I just recorded.
What are you doing, Buzz?
I was playing back for you. What I had just said to you a moment ago, which apparently recorded in my attempt to get Joe's message. So
what was that? Instead of getting a message, you recorded a new greeting.
Yeah, well, no, a new message of me explaining to you why I wasn't able to get the message.
Oh, okay. See, while we're having this conversation in one room, Buzz is just sitting in the other room on the telephone.
And I'm still trying to work it out with Joe, who has completely rejected my offer of a free dinner.
And Buzz is still looking at the little card in his wallet, trying to figure out the code to get his messages. Damn. So, Joe, what's up?
What?
What?
What's the matter?
What?
What does,
Joe? You're making a big stink, and I said
I'm not making a big stink.
And I said that I'd like to give you dinner and buy you dinner, and then you know, and come out and do it. I mean, it'd be nice. You like a good free meal, don't you?
Yeah, but what?
But what?
Yeah,
there won't be doormen there on a normal night, Joe.
I live in Manassas.
A Joe Appreciation Night.
But it's a free. Well, I'll say this: it's a free meal.
It's not that important, and it's not your fault.
It is kind of my fault. Because, I mean, I really...
The name of the place is O'Mara's.
I was standing there when somebody said a co-worker's out there, that was said a couple of times, and I thought everybody was in, and I, you know, so I do feel kind of responsible for that.
Nah. Forget about it.
It was an accident.
Forget it, man.
All right, thank you.
Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Bye-bye.
It's great seeing Joe. So last night when we arrived at the restaurant,
yes.
This could have worked out better for me.
Mm-hmm.
We sat down at the table, and the girl says, welcome, and she gives us the menus,
mm-hmm.
right? So there are six people sitting.
I'm not at the table at this point.
Right.
There are six people sitting at the table, mm-hmm. and they're dealing out the menus.
Right.
And I get mine, and it's one of those three-fold jobbers. It's in plastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it goes through the first page and the second page, and open up the middle. And on the middle, I ask you not, it looks like someone has taken a variety of, like a pus, along with maybe pimento cheese. It looks like a topographical map.
This was just perfect.
On the two inside pages, it looks like someone had taken like some cheese or something had fallen off, and then they just put the pages together.
So, I don't know. I looked at that menu when you handed it to me, and I walk over to Don, and he said, "I'm really not kidding. I want you to see something."
Yes.
Because
I know you would think that I had spilled something on it.
I really would have thought, hey, something's really wrong. And he hands me the menu, and I open this up, and I'm like, somebody has played a joke on either Don or me or both of us. Because this thing could not have been painted with, like, cheese sauce better than it was. The entire menu. I don't. If this really came from a previous person eating, I mean, I don't know how they did it.
I don't want to say anything about your clientele, but
I blame children.
I was not surprised.
Maybe a child.
It was a busy day. You had a crazy busy day.
Yeah.
And,
you always blame the child.
The toddler.
Yeah, the childless always blames
the child. The kids in the strollers.
It. Yeah.
You know,
yeah, the strollers.
Made a mess.
So it was very funny when Mike came over and was able to say, hey, look at the menu.
And I could not. I mean, you couldn't fake it. You couldn't. And you didn't have any food. You guys had your drinks, but you didn't have any food on the table.
Right.
So it's not like you could have done the joke on me, but I will tell you something. Okay. It was, and I couldn't believe it. It looked like somebody had taken a little one of those little buckshot things, filled it with nacho cheese, and shot it into the menu.
Yeah. Anyway, pretty funny. And also funny last night was Tom Gavin. All of Mike's friends were there.
Mm-hmm.
All of his celebrity friends were there.
Tom Gavin, Dennis Murphy, and, of course, my butler.
Yes.
And Raymond Diaz.
And Robert.
And Robert Mailman. Robert the Angry Mailman was there.
Right. Robert Mailman, who was there for a long time.
He was. And he was there eating quite a bit.
And where did we run into him first? Oh, in the John.
Yeah, well, at the door as we were coming in.
And Buzz and I, we had to wait in line for the John, and as we were waiting to get our turn, we were done, we were leaving, and someone had left. They had a very enjoyable meal.
Mm-hmm.
They had left. Right as we walked in, someone had just gotten done, and that's the type of thing that, you know, you go, mm-hmm. Well, Robert.
Was Robert in front of you?
No, Robert
no,
is
he's
as
waiting
he walked,
with us. Oh,
as
okay.
he walked in, see... As he walked in,
mm-hmm.
the guy was just leaving the stall.
Right.
And the door opened up, and Robert sees us and said, "Oh, Lord! What is that smell? Do you smell that? Do you smell that?"
You know, the perpetrator actually apologized to me personally for,
really?
For leaving all that behind.
Oh, did he really?
He said he had pulled an all-nighter, whatever that means.
Oh, my God.
So
that's nasty.
Yeah.
But that's where we ran
what are you going to do?
That's where we ran into B.A., and then Tom was just sitting by himself, and at one point... Tom said, "Hey, Don," and I turned around, and he was just sitting there like a good boy.
Yeah, he's being good. Yeah.
With his cane.
I think Rob said he yelled at him twice. I had to yell at him once.
With his cane balanced on his head.
There you go.
He said, "Tell Frida, look at me. Take a look at Tom." Everybody, we all just stopped and looked, and he was...
You know what I was thinking about Tom? What do you think Tom's transportation bill is every year?
I don't know.
Because, I mean, Tom makes it everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere from north of Baltimore.
A lot of cash.
Down towards Richmond, Fredericksburg.
Yeah, I got yelled at by my wife for the way I treated Tom.
She doesn't know how long you've dealt with Tom.
She said, "You know, he's special." I said, "You have no idea."
Well, Tom has the body type that serves in a crowded room,
mm-hmm.
like it was last night, a cork.
And I also...
Literally a cork.
Yeah.
Literally block anyone from getting around him in any way.
I know this. I know that if we were any place except a place you owned...
Right.
You would have been last night
mm-hmm.
leading the charge.
Out the door?
For Tom to roar.
Oh, yeah.
For Tom to take his shirt off.
Yeah, I know.
All that stuff. But last night you were uptight. You had your necktie on. You're walking around looking
I
at
I was uptight.
Just making sure he was okay.
You know, if you stayed a little later, you would have seen me try to get un-uptight.
How'd that go?
That went real well. That was an overwhelming success.
Excellent.
I was very happy with that. You know, combination of fatigue. I found myself a corner. Sat down in a corner and just enjoyed myself.
Long
but, you know, I really appreciate you guys coming out.
Thanks for having us. It was great. And good speech, Mike.
You like the speech?
Yeah. I liked your speech.
I liked your greeting when you were introduced to the crowd. You gave the what I like to call the pontifical greeting, which is the double hand pump, and then you added something to the choreography.
If you watch Jerry Maguire when Rod Tidwell scoring the touchdowns, mm-hmm. his wife's at home, and they're blowing kisses, he's doing mwah, mwah, mwah,
right,
mwah.
Right?
Yeah. I was like halfway across the room from Mike. He was up on stage, and then they had the moment when they said, "And now I proudly give to you..."
Right.
Oh, Maras! And they pulled the,
unveiled
pulled
the sign.
Thing back.
How'd that look from where your
beautiful.
Vantage point?
Look nice.
Proper drama?
Beautiful. I told you this off the radio. I'll tell you this on the radio.
Okay.
I mean this from the ticker.
All right.
You got the place. You got the Look Around Cafe.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, now.
Right.
You're trading on the name. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Have some of the paraphernalia from the show in there. We've been in the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
We've had, and I don't mean the stuff like with
the bad stuff.
The bad stuff. We've had good articles. We've been on the front page of the USA
Maybe
today.
The bad articles would be fun, though, you know.
We've had, I mean, most of the bad articles about me. we've had our pictures in magazines, and we've got all that junk up in the office,
mm-hmm.
and all those dumb radio awards.
Right.
You should put those on the wall, and you have all those hokey celebrity pictures like I do, like with Dolly Parton and Barry White.
There's one of Bob Barker. Maybe I'll do that. Maybe I will do
that.
I was thinking about that because...
You wouldn't go into Dick Clark's place and not expect to see some American Bandstand paraphernalia?
I think so. Yeah,
right.
I think I'll do it. But I'll have to get those kind of screws, you know, that they put in like in the Holiday Inn.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right.
You saw the clientele, you know, it'll go up. No, it won't. Maybe I'll do that. You missed
that.
Later when I was feeling a little
festive.
Well, another word would be sentimental. I think it would be when I toasted the old man.
Your dad?
Yeah.
And oh, then you must
that was because there were bagpipers up on the stage.
Oh,
playing Amazing Grace.
Wow. Okay.
That was, yeah, you would have been, that, the look you just gave me now, you would have given the same look. It was,
hey, how are you? No, never.
I'm just glad everybody had a good time, and I apologize to Joe.
Sam, were you there last night?
Yes. Have I reached O'Mara's Pub's customer service hotline?
Oh, thanks. Look around, cafe.
Yes. Not only could I get any ice, but you ran out of glasses. I got a plastic cup.
Oh, well, that was the game plan, sir. We had that many people. We planned on having plastic
St.
cups.
St. Patrick's.
St. Patrick's Day. You want glasses? Come on a regular.
How was the ice crisis?
Ice crisis was fixed. I was told before it was fixed before we went on the air yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was told that they were really happy that I mentioned that about the ice on the show. That like everybody coming in was saying, "Where's the ice?" And I want extra ice.
Robert the Angry Mailman brought ice with him.
He arrived at the restaurant. He told me that his entire back of his van was loaded with ice. He had gone to 7-Eleven and bought you bags of ice.
Very nice of him to do that.
Sure was.
I appreciate that.
It'll be Bobby Mailman. Hello, Fred.
Yeah.
Fred, hi.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Just want to say I love the show.
Now, Mike, I got to tell you, that right now we've got up on the screen four calls that all say the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You were the first, though. Go ahead.
He bailed.
I believe he hung up.
All right, then let's go to the person who was waiting second longest with the same request. Lenny.
Yes. I would like to put in for Joe's meal. I'll be Joe. I'll wear a shirt that says Joe. You can treat me like Joe.
This is how bad people want to be entertained. They're dying to be entertained and dying to,
absolutely.
This is the Joe fan. I think
perhaps a tribute in the near future to Joe. Joe Artinger Knight.
Uh-huh.
But no, don't you want Joe's food?
Yes, absolutely. I want Joe's.
There was four people. All of them are calling saying that.
So if Joe's not going to take the
and
free
and I'm glad
meal.
If that's O'Mara's or Hank's, but quite honestly, I wouldn't care where it was if I got the free meal.
See, all these, you got a bunch of people who just want, you offered Joe a free meal,
right?
Then he didn't take it. All of a sudden, the line started ringing with people saying they want the free meal.
Okay, well, we'll let Joe handle that.
Good luck, Joe.
Yeah. Thank you.
He'd be happy to.
That's the impromptu strategy right there.
Good luck.
Of course, Joe, get me back by going, sure, just go up there and ask for me. I'm almost home.
Forget it. I'm halfway home. Forget it.
I am a visionary.
Yeah.
Forget it. I'm not coming back either. Congratulations, Mike.
Thank you.
A great night.
Yeah. Thank you guys for making it happen.
We got a break. We'll be right back. It would be so great if the friggin' equipment worked one time.
Yeah.
You understand? Here's a radio. Here's a radio. Hey,
I will trade you that machine for an ice machine.
When you are going to a commercial set, and you're trying to get momentum, you get a funny line, you say, we'll be right back, you hit the button, you expect the goddamn piece of infinity crap to go, bum, 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 bum. This is the Don and Mike Show.
It's not too much to ask.
What you expect.
It is not too much to ask.
Jesus. Jesus! Where are you? I need you!
We all do.
I don't have a restaurant to run. Just a radio show. And all I ask is make the friggin' buttons work!
All right, let's see if there is a God. I have one question.
Yeah.
Is Wendell working today?
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'm Troy McClure. You may remember me from such nature films as Earwigs, Ooh, and Man vs. Nature, The Road to Victory. In a few days, our eggs will hatch into nestlings like these over here.
They look awfully hungry, Mr. McClure.
They sure are, Billy. In nature, their mother would regurgitate food for them to eat.
That's gross.
It sure is, Billy. It sure is.
The Don and Mike Show.
Like corn, enjoy it a second time. Second time. The best of Don and Mike.
It's the day after St. Patrick's Day, and our sister station in the Washington, D.C. market is using one of our studios to broadcast from. And they also have the hangover doc on the phone. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Let me just do something on the down low here for one moment.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're having a little fun today.
Okay.
They were going to pick a radio station that they were going to come and broadcast from for a day.
Yeah.
They picked the wrong one.
Well, the right one for us.
Okay, here's...
Skinner, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, so he's playing another record. Gosh. Hold on, get this guy ready.
He's ready.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, let me know. Let me know over there. You'll figure out what I'm talking about here in a second.
We're doing something a little secretive here.
Mm-hmm. But you'll find out in just a minute. You'll like it. Here is... it's time... Every radio show has a quack on the day after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, we try.
To tell you that he's got a hangover cure. Mm-hmm. And here's ours this year. And he comes direct from Talking Talent Booking Agency. Dennis Harris. Dr. Dennis Harris. Hey, doctor.
Hey, so I'm your resident quack, huh?
Yes, hi, sir.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people that...
That'll be Dr. Quack to you, please.
Dr. Quack. Would you like to go as Dr. Quack?
That's a no.
The hangover doc.
So listen, you're a snake oil salesman. You're a carny. what is it?
No, I haven't sunk that low yet.
Now, which would be lower, snake oil salesman or carny?
Oh, no. I thought you said attorney.
No. That is. But if you had to pick one, a moniker to live with on this show at least,
right.
Would you rather be known as a snake oil salesman or a carny? Or a carny.
No. The hangover doc.
No. You've got to be the snake oil salesman or the carny.
If it was me, and I can give you a little help here, doc, I would pick snake oil salesman.
Well, that sounds all right.
And if it was me,
that's a little more. That's a little higher up the food chain.
I think so.
But if it was me, I'd say to you, you know what rolls off my tongue? Doc Carney. That's a great name. This is Dr. Carney.
Dr. Carney.
I like Dr.
Carney. All right. So, well, you pick, Doc. Which do you like?
No, I'll go with yours.
Dr. Carney.
Dr. Carney. All right, we're talking to Dr. Dennis Carney. There's only one real cure for a hangover.
Yes.
And what is it?
No, I mean, I don't want to tell you the real cure. The real cure, of course, is don't drink, but we're not going to go there.
What about splitting headaches, nausea, nasty dry mouth, and the never-ending stomach churning?
Yes, keep going. That's good. How about shakiness? How about not being able to put two thoughts together?
I'm not familiar with any of these symptoms.
Oh, I know. Yeah. It must be something you read about, right?
How many years have you been selling your product, doctor?
This
Dr. Carney?
Product about 2 years.
Yeah.
We've had about 50,000.
How many are you supposed to...
Hold on there, Doc. Hold on a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Sorry, Doc.
That's all right.
Doc, I was fully prepared.
Yeah.
I don't mean to bust your chops here, but I was fully prepared
to take
knock it. Back your little pills here.
Yeah.
My friend Mike had a big... Oh, hold on a second. Excuse me.
Simon and Garfunkel.
That's a good classic.
I had to listen in on something there. Sorry, Don.
Yeah,
okay. They're rocking.
Just want to hear what they're doing. See, there's another radio station that's next door, and what we're going to do from time to time, just listen to hear what they're doing. It's a competing radio station owned by our same company, and for whatever reason today, they're having their studios refurbished. They're in our building.
Yes.
So we're going to listen to them and see, you know, how great radio is truly done. Because we're here, you know, we fill the 4 hours talking.
We do.
They fill the 4 hours by playing computer-selected music and reading index cards.
They do, and a very interesting selection of music.
And we're convinced that that's the route to go.
Mm-hmm.
We're convinced in this new climate that reading liner cards and playing music that's picked by computer is the route to go. It's
absolutely
a safe route. The FCC.
It's a safe route to good ratings and quality entertainment.
So, Dr. Carney.
Can I ask him about my problem?
Dr. Carney.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Mike opened a restaurant and last night partied a little bit.
And I was fully prepared to knock back a couple of these pills, Doc, but it's about your packaging.
Yeah.
I mean, on the inside here, it looks like some of the stuff that's in the capsules has gotten out. Do you have a copy?
No.
Have one?
No, but I can see it from here.
It looks dirty.
Don't forget that Buzz is like having a full-time pharmacist on the show. And look at his eagle vision.
I would ask you, Buzz, I mean...
All the way in the studio across the room, Buzz has got the CSI eye, or he goes, I know there's powder in there.
The gel cap shells have cracked or something, and some of the powder has leaked out.
Did it really?
Yeah, it looks that way.
Well, see, that happened in the mailing, in the shipping over to you.
Doc, I mean, this is your promotional stuff. It shouldn't happen.
Hey, you know, I'm not the one that ships it.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hey, Doc Carney, well, hold on. Doesn't the buck stop with you?
No, not in this case. The buck stops at our wonderful postal service.
Yeah. I was really ready to knock one of these back.
They probably marked fragile on it, so...
Now you're blaming the United States Post Office.
Then they could step on it.
Yeah. Dr. Carney, why are you my savior?
Oh, I couldn't take it anyway, because it says take two capsules with water before the alcohol consumption. So,
it really is. Yeah. Hangover defense is really neat. It really is.
That would have been. You should have taken about this time yesterday.
So it's a preventative.
And you would be fine.
It's a preventative. No question, because... You know, there are literally hundreds of different hangover remedies, and once you get all the symptoms, they just don't work.
What is this, the boxer?
Yes.
Why are they playing the boxer?
Because Muhammad Ali's picking the music today. They play that.
I want to hear.
Play that one.
Sound. Play that one. Funkle.
Play that one. Yeah, anyway, Dr. Carney, I'm sorry. As I mentioned, we're doing a monitor of another radio station while we're on the air.
Please understand our short attention spans.
So what is it you like to plug? You got a website or something you want to get out there?
Sure, we've got a phone number.
A phone number, sure.
People can find out about the product. It's Hangover Defense.
Now, is this how I can get the Bobby Bonds steroids, the Barry Bonds steroids? I'm sorry, it's a Barry, not Bobby. Barry. Which Bonds?
Barry Bonds.
Bobby Bonds is dead.
Bobby Bonds is his father, another accomplished baseball player.
Right, who was, I don't think, on the juice.
And Gary U.S. Bonds never touched the stuff.
But Gary Sheffield did. And so did Jason Giambi.
So you're telling
me... Two prominent New York Yankees.
So you're telling me... See, here's what I'm looking for, a steroid. And Mike is not... There's no steroid use among the Boston Red Sox.
None whatsoever, Don.
No.
Prove it.
And no steroids in Hangover Defense.
If that's the case, count me out.
I read the ingredients. They're all really nice ingredients. It's the formula.
What, is it Andro? Do you have Andro? Are you peddling Andro?
Nope.
No Andro.
Wrong deal.
No Andro.
I believe he's exhausted already.
Yeah.
He thinks the doctor's energy level has gone down.
No, my energy level is wonderful.
I hope. Are you a big drinker, Doc?
I'm not a big drinker, but I...
Hold on a second. I want to hear what they're doing here. Hold on.
How do you rock out of that?
God, it plays the label. How many people are listening to this right now and have just driven their cars off the road?
Do the break.
It's just a chance to critique some on-air Infinity Broadcasting synergy here. God, back when I played records, this is one I faded out like a 303, and the label says 505, and it ends cold. So here it is right here. But listeners of my show would never hear this part.
You'd be chatting.
Come on. Let's see what this guy. Are you, Doc, you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Hang on. Music for suicides.
Here we go. Let's hear. I just want to hear what the guy's doing.
Come on, say something.
Classic Rock 94.7 The Arrow. Maryland beats UTEP 86-83. They must feel like they're in paradise in Denver.
Oh, no. No, he missed it. Yeah. You missed it. You got to tell me you were doing it.
Too funny.
Dude,
Don did a bolt as soon as he went in the break. Don ran down the hallway.
The guy is one room away.
And the break was too quick.
All right, listen, I tell you what, dude, you keep doing that.
They don't talk that long.
You keep doing those 5-second breaks. I'll catch you.
They're all about less talk, more rock.
Doctor, let me explain what happened there. You see, we're right next door. They've never used these facilities. They're borrowing them today, so Don was trying to run in during the other radio station's commercial break when the DJ was talking and try to scream at him on his radio station.
Oh, I like that one.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Isn't that great?
Yes, that would be fun.
Isn't that great? You know what make it great? It would be some steroids, but you have no steroids.
He doesn't have any steroids.
They're worthless to me. As a matter of fact, I'm having a psychological flip out right now because I need my juice. I need my Andro. Jesus.
Wow.
All right, Carney. So you got a hangover cure. And
a preventative.
And it's available.
You know, it's not a cure. It's you have to take it before. You have to take it.
You take it.
You take two capsules before you go out. You mm-hmm. take two when you get home.
What would you say?
I don't care what you've been drinking in the meantime. You're going to wake up. You're fine.
Wow. Seriously, and I will ask you. I will because really deep down, I do care about this interview. I will ask you. Do you really believe in this product, Doc? I mean, does this work?
Mikey's Dr. Carney.
Let me tell you, this product is absolutely 100% guaranteed. If anybody buys it and they get a hangover, they send it back, they get all their money back.
You know, I hear this
Carneys. We've now had over 50,000 people use the product. We have had four people only.
Doc, I'll tell you, I got burned with the product. I got burned with the product a while back, and I don't mind telling anybody what it was. It was promoted by a bunch of has-been television celebrities, and it was called Airborne.
Hey, you finally came around on that,
and
Mike.
Airborne, I got sick twice. I got two of the worst colds I've ever gotten, and I was taking this stuff like it was going out of style. But you know what? I can prove your product. Does it come in like a bottle?
Yeah, it does. It comes in a bottle of 50 capsules. It's not expensive.
All right, send me a free bottle, and I will give you an honest chest test drive of it. And
all right.
I'll
tell you what else got me with the guys of your ilk that I called one of the carny things that I saw on TV, and it was that thing. If you have a ding in your car,
yeah.
It's the paint that matches no matter right. what the thing. So I got it, and it looked like I'm putting model airplane paint on my
You've
car.
You've done that before, though.
It looked awful.
You have put super glue on your car.
Well, that was super glue, not paint. So anyway, and the same thing, money back guarantee. Right. I send it back. I never get a dime.
Really?
Never get a dime. And it's one of those things that, you know, a couple of months go by, and you go, forget it.
Well, I will test drive this product.
All right.
There's nobody more qualified.
Samples of the product?
I do, but they were the dirty ones that were sent in the mail. I'd rather have the clean ones.
What would you say to anyone who was vomiting last night? What would you say to those people who are sick today who don't have your product?
Hey, they better call in and get it.
Oh, come on. Give them some real help. Give them some real help.
Don, I would say get yourself into a rehab.
Yeah.
Dr. Harris?
Hey,
isn't it true that a hangover is simply dehydration?
Call our number to get this.
What?
They need to call our toll-free number to get this.
He didn't get his toll-free number.
Yeah, that's what is the toll-free number?
It's 1-888.
Yeah. Oh, hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on.
Rock song.
Yeah.
Ending.
Rock song is almost ending. What was that number again?
888.
Okay, and those operators.
I'm not going to give it to you.
He's mad. Man.
Don't be mad. Come on, we're just having some fun here. Hold on. Let's see what he does.
Hang on. Don's going to try to run in there again.
Ready? Segway. It's a segue.
Classic Rock 94.7 here on Steve Day. Protecting the...
You're not going to make it.
Bodies on vacation. Coming up after the break, the lead singer of our next Hall of Fame rock and roll group. Thank you.
How was that?
He said Don and Mike. He said something about take medication. But it was in the background. We could hear you. Do we have it on tape?
You got it? Yeah, sure. You got an air chuckle.
It's very faint, Don, but you can hear you in the background when he
He's
does
still
it.
Rapping over tunes.
It was successful.
Where you got it, Robbie? Where's it come up? CD1?
It'll come up on...
Hold on. Are you still there, Carney?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Hold on a second. Hold on. Oh, you've been a good Carney. You'll get a nice plug at the end of this. Will you hold on a second, please? Well, what is your phone number, doctor?
It is 1-888-261.
Great.
Perfect.
You want to give that one more time?
Yeah, absolutely.
Go ahead. I got all the time in the world.
There you go. It's 1-888-261. Product has saved my fanny a bunch of
times. Fantastic.
So,
and now that I've given you the plug, hold on. Let me play what just happened on the other radio.
Here, it's very faint. Instant replay here.
What?
I do, but they were the dirty ones that were sent in the mail. I'd rather have the stuff into a rehab.
Yeah.
Dr. Harris?
Yeah.
Let's see what he does.
Hang on. Don's going to try to run in there again.
Segway. It's a segue.
Classic Rock 94.7 here on Steve Day. Protecting the...
Not going to make it.
Bodies on vacation. Coming up after the break, the lead singer of our next Hall of Fame rock and roll group. Thank you.
See, it wasn't as loud. I mean, I screamed at the top of my lungs. I screamed as loud as I could.
I knew you did. That's why I was laughing.
I went and said, 106.7 rock!
It was great. It was a great moment.
On Comcast Sportsnet, hit the ice.
How can they do that? How can they take one radio station and put them right next to another radio station?
But, you know, how about those radio stations we go to when we're on the road? When right, they have like 20 of them in a building.
Seven or eight in the same building.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, Don. We heard you loud and clear, bud.
Oh,
hey.
All right, good.
that was rockable. I like that.
Rockable. Okay, it's very rockable.
Man.
Thank you.
Rockable?
Thank you. It's rock.
You rock.
Doc Carney?
That's me.
And once again, you have been such a great guy to stay
really
on the
has.
Line during all of this. The hangover, a cure, there's no cure. Dr. Dennis Harris has his product, which is called...
Hangover Defense.
Hangover Defense. And to get it, you call a simple number, and the number is?
The number is 1-888-261-8. Absolutely,
you got it.
We guaranteed.
You got it. Thanks, Doc. I bet you get a ton of calls.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Doctor.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, then.
Okay. There you go.
Sharp listeners have all but three of the 11 digits of that phone number, so it can't be too many mathematical combinations until you get it.
That's great.
I think a lot of MIT students out there
right.
trying to crack that code.
That's right.
To find out what that number is. Jesus. 800... 3-4 Well, I almost just read it myself.
Yeah, careful.
I almost read it myself. I got a break. We'll be right back with lots more classic rock.
You even gave the wrong number just then. The limited ones you did. That's the number for the booking agency.
Oh.
Yeah. You're right.
Disregard that 3, ladies and gentlemen.
You're right. Well, maybe you want to call the Talking Talent booking agency.
Yeah, you get to chat with people, the good people like Dr. Dennis Harris.
There he is. Okay, we got a break. More rock! More rock! Get the lead out coming up next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I love Frida for her beautiful voice. You gotta see that woman. I wish she'd get a divorce. You gotta see her, 'cause she is a dream. And when she calls him boo-boo, stop man, 'cause Don is the king. Now he don't realize what a prize he's got. She looks so swelt and beautiful, a man she stole my heart. So he talked about other women over the radio. And he says what size and things he likes from a woman's head to toe. But she don't pay no never mind, 'cause she's got that wedding ring. And when she calls him boo-boo, stop man, 'cause Don is the king. Now Bart is getting older, just like his radio dad, imitating him to a T. Frieda! Is that good or bad? 'Cause Don is the king, with his partner Mike, and Frieda controls them all, 'cause she's dynamite. And when she calls him boo-boo over the telephone, darling boo-boo, don't be late, we got shake and bake at home. Now Mike is Don's partner for the rest of their life. I wish they'd both get married and Frieda would be my ever-loving wife. Now you know I am an old man and I got false teeth. And when I'm kissing Frieda, she's thinking of Don, her old man, John Geronimo the King.
The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, The Best of Don and Mike.
It's a game. Make that noise. The Best of Don and Mike.
Let's get to the theme that everybody's requesting now. More popular than American Idol. Name that noise. Make that noise.
Right.
It's time for Can You Make That Noise?
Make that noise.
Now you're calling it. You know, just so you know how I am about the details.
Are.
Is it Can You Make That Noise or Make That Noise?
No, it's Make That Noise, because if you don't make the noise, you're gone.
Make that noise.
All right, Robbie, we got our timer ready? You got 30 seconds. Here's the deal. You win a prize if you get the first prize, if you get the first noise,
mm-hmm.
right, which will be an easy one.
Okay.
Then the second one will be a harder one. The third one will be the tougher one. If you get all three, you'll win $100.
Very exciting.
If not, you get prizes. Let's
play Make That Noise.
Here we go. Hello. Mike, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don, Mike, how are you guys doing?
Are you at home?
Yes, I am.
Okay, 30 seconds starts when I tell you the sound is a toilet flushing. Go.
Toilet flushing.
He nailed it.
Okay.
He nailed it. He got it.
Well
so,
done.
Mike,
yes.
Restart him with another noise. You've already won a prize.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
30 seconds starts now. The sound is starting your car.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. starting my car. All right, here you go, guys.
Hurry.
Got it?
I hear beep. I don't hear the car starting.
There it is.
You got it.
I get it?
I heard it.
Oh, barely.
All right, you got it.
How much time did he have left?
2 seconds.
Yeah,
2 seconds left. So you've already won the Oz DVD, courtesy of HBO, the American Splendor DVD. And you can get that wherever DVD and VHS or videos are sold. Now, Buzz, if you have, you got a tough one for him?
Yes, I do.
Okay, following up, flushing the toilet, starting your car. Buzz, in 30 seconds, what sound do you want?
I'd like to hear the washing machine filling. I'd like him to...
Oh, Jesus.
Turn
on the washing machine in the basement.
Go! Go, Robbie. Tick, tick, tick.
Sounds like a townhouse.
Tick, tick, go.
Here we go. Here you go.
How can you do this fast?
Did you get it?
No.
Got to put the phone closer to it.
Forget it. Here you go.
Sounds like some sort of water. Is it the washing machine?
No,
that was the washing machine. I went all the way to the basement.
I've got a sound that he could test that we could prove it.
And I know how he could verify that. Slam your lid of your washer right now.
Okay, hold on. I got to go back down.
Why did you leave?
I found him.
Hold on. You weren't at your washing machine.
Yeah, he's faking it.
No.
He's faking it. You can tell by, ooh, hello, crazy.
You weren't at the washing machine.
There wasn't enough water there. It was too trickly.
How was that? I was slamming the lid.
It's tough to trust him.
I don't trust him.
He was too far away. I say disqualification.
No, but I'll give him the Oz DVD and the American Splendor
DVD.
Oh,
come on,
DVD.
I ran into the basement.
Tough S. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, need a contestant?
Ready to play and make that noise?
You're in your house, right, sir? Are you in your home?
I'm in my home.
Beautiful. Let's go to Buzz for the very first sound this time. Again, you get three in a row, you win $100. For each one, you'll get a prize. Buzz, what is the sound? Should be the easiest one.
First thing we'd like you to do is turn up your television really loud.
Oh, TV, got it. Okay, just turned it off, but I got it right here.
All right, that's a good one, Buzz.
That's
a good starter.
Mm-hmm.
Booting up. Come on.
Time running out.
We're going to take a break.
That's it.
You got it.
You got it.
All right, congratulations. Congratulations. You've got Ozfest tickets.
All right.
Ozzy, Judas Priest, our favorite boy band, Hatebreed, the Nissan Pavilion, July 18th. Get your tickets now online at nissanpavilion.com. Okay, I'll go second. You want to go second?
I'll go second, Don. I think you might have tougher ones tonight.
You ready, Mike?
I'm ready. Are you ready, sir?
Yep.
30 seconds.
30 seconds starts when I tell you to make the sound of keys shaking in a coffee cup.
What? Say it again.
Car keys in a coffee cup.
Put your car keys in a coffee cup.
I'm here, kitchen.
Got
my keys. Hold on. How's that?
Does that sound like a coffee cup?
What kind of cup is that?
Is it a tin cup?
It's actually a tin. It's like a cookie tin from, you know.
It's not a coffee cup.
I guess we're a coffee cup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, you've won the Oz DVD. Thank you, though. Thanks for playing. Make that noise.
You know, I think we were all looking for that ceramic sound.
Yes.
Let's go to...
Not a difficult sound, no.
Jennifer. Jen? Hey,
John?
Jen? Jen?
Don?
Oh, no, who's this?
This is John from Ocean City.
Oh, hold on a second. Where's Jen? Jen?
Yeah, I think you got me now.
Yeah, let's get a girl playing the game. Jen,
Right. Are
you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, Mike, why don't you start this time?
Okay, all right, here we go, Jen. 30 seconds starts now. Ring your doorbell. Very easy.
I don't have a doorbell.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Can I knock on the door?
you want me to give her another one for 30 seconds since she doesn't have a doorbell?
I live in a ghetto house.
All right. Give her another one, Mike.
Okay. Well, I've got a tough one here, but I'll give you another easy one.
Hold on. I'll give you... Let me do two of them here.
Okay. I've got a real easy one.
Okay, go.
All right. 30 seconds starts. Make the sound of a hairdryer. Go.
Oh.
But like, don't pretend the sound.
Right.
Go to the.
Got it.
Yep. All right.
Good job.
Second one.
Yep.
30 seconds. Go break a dish.
All right. How about a glass?
A dish, darling.
A dish. Okay.
She was a guy.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay, you're 2 for 2 now for $100. Buzz, you got a tough one?
I need you to turn on your vacuum cleaner.
All right.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
Pretty good, Buzz.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Be a small apartment.
Winner.
How the hell?
It's ghetto.
You live in the ghetto, yet you were able to get all of those sounds together.
I know.
Very, very good. You did a good job.
Good job. Wow. Now, what were those sounds again? It was,
I wanted to the hair dryer.
Run
a hair dryer. Break a dish and start the vacuum cleaner.
Listen, you won, hold on. Jesus Christ. So much stuff. The 7-Eleven Atkins prize pack. You've also won the Ozfest tickets with dinner at Hooters. Check out the new menu items at Hooters, Cure for the Common Restaurant. And you win $100 because you got all three.
All right, thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome, Jen. Hold on. Now, this next one, let's make it tough.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All three of us will start with tough ones.
All right.
And I'll tell you, I got one here. That's the ball bustiest. Let's go to Fernando.
Okay, Nando.
Hey, Nando.
Hey.
You ready to lose?
I'll try.
I got a tough one for you. Fernando, 30 seconds. Test your smoke detector.
I can.
You can't. You have none.
Sorry, I am in my car.
You what? You what?
I'm in my car.
He lives in his car.
In his car.
No, he doesn't live in his car. He's just in his car.
Okay, I tell you what. I'll give you a chance to redeem yourself. 30 seconds. Drive into a pole right now. Come on, you're killing me with that. Let's get somebody who's not in their car. Richard.
Yes.
Richard. I'm not going to do the smoke detector. 30 seconds.
Are you in your home, Richard?
I'm in my home. I'm in my bedroom.
30 seconds.
No, leave me alone. Oh, God.
30 seconds, break a light bulb. Now, that is a very distinct sound.
Mm-hmm.
Break a light bulb. Richard?
Are you unscrewing?
Yeah, I'm unscrewing the light bulb.
Right. You got 19 seconds.
Did you hear it?
I did. I'm giving it to you.
I heard it. Really?
Yeah,
I heard it.
Yeah, no.
All right, I'll give it to him. Congratulations.
I got a question for you, Richard. Did you break it on carpet?
No.
Okay. All right, who wants to go next? Mike, Buzz?
Next. I'll go next.
Mike.
All right, Richard, ready?
Yeah.
I want you to squeeze out an entire plastic container of mustard.
I don't have mustard.
Something plastic that's a condiment, anything that you can make that sound with.
You know, like the fart sound. Like, go to your refrigerator and get ketchup or anything.
I think it was a squirt bottle.
Yeah, Hershey syrup.
Yeah. Richard's fun.
Come on, we got to walk you through this bit. He's got 13 seconds. I'm telling you, that's why name that noise is a hot game.
Mm-hmm. I don't have mustard, I just have curry.
Are you there?
Don't hide from your feelings, yeah. Richard. You're a big loser on the Don and Mike show.
Oh, crap.
Yeah.
horrible effort, Richard.
All right, goodbye. Let's try, how about Jim or so? Jim.
Hello.
Howdy, where are you calling from?
Linden, California, about 50 miles south of Sacramento.
Are you in your home?
Yes, I am.
All right. I still like this one. 30 seconds. Test your smoke detector.
I like that.
That's an easy one. It's got a button you press.
Winner.
Bingo.
That's it.
That's winner. Piercing. Congratulations. That's a good one. That's a tough one. Now we need two more tough ones. Mike, how about Buzz goes next?
I'm ready.
Buzz.
Go to your microwave oven. Set it for 15 seconds and let us hear it beat.
Okay.
That's good, Buzz. You know, I had slammed the microwave shut, but that's even better because you get to hear the beep, beep, beep.
And it burns up half his time.
Oh, but
I hear it running.
So do I. This guy's good. Mike, you got a good third one for
him? I do.
Winner.
That's it. Good job.
Winner. All right. You're the best at this. If you can do Mike's, then you're going to win the $100.
Okay.
Mike?
All right. Ready? When the 30 seconds starts, go throw a sneaker or a shoe in your dryer.
Go! Go. Oh, I need the TikTok. TikTok, TikTok, TikTok.
Start the dryer?
No, throw
yeah.
What?
Yeah, you run the dryer. Run a sneaker and shoe in the dryer. Run it, yeah.
Let us hear it tumble.
There's other clothes in there, but can you hear it?
I heard the phone.
No, I can't.
Put the phone back down. You have 15 seconds.
Start it again.
Okay. You're being difficult.
I am.
I think he's a winner.
There's other clothes in there. It's banging around.
I think he's a big hairy winner. I think he is.
Okay.
I think, well, hold on. Then, if Mike, if you're undecided about that one.
I got another one for him if you want.
So do I. I got a million of them.
I got this. I got a real good one, Don.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. If that's not because you're in that part of the house now. Okay. I wasn't convinced on the sneaker in the dryer. What I want you to do now is put some ice cubes in your blender. As easy as it gets.
Oh, God.
Go back down to the kitchen. Should be near the laundry room.
I'm just glad he has a blender.
Here he goes. She's got 15 seconds.
That was the end.
Yeah. Yeah.
There it
winner.
Is.
Yeah. Good you job. Rocked. That was a good effort. Winner now.
My wife's going to kill me. The kitchen's a mess now.
You got the Ozfest tickets, Ozfest giveaway, dinner at Hooters, courtesy of Ozfest Nissan Pavilion, and Hooters, the Cure for the Common restaurant, $100.
What a deal.
Do you want to go double or nothing?
Ooh.
Double or nothing?
I don't know. What do you think?
Double or nothing.
Well, America loves a gambler, sir.
Go for it.
Yes.
Just go for it.
I like this guy. And I like you. And it ain't a hard one.
I like you.
30 seconds.
You're funny. I'm tired.
30 seconds. Go out and honk your car's horn.
Okay.
Hey, listen to that.
So that'll be double. He'll win four tickets for Ozfest. He'll win $200.
Good gamble.
Bing!
Wow, that's quite a horn.
Is that guy good? Is that guy good? And Mike, that's why we play Make That Noise.
Yeah! Make That Noise. That's great.
A Chuck Barris production.
Now, we had some good stuff there between the three of us.
Yeah, we did. And it's kind of unlimited.
Mm-hmm. We had the toilet flush. We had the breaking glass. I had the breaking of a light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
Testing the smoke detector.
Keys in a coffee cup.
Yeah.
Hair dryer. Breaking a light bulb. You had that sneaker in the dryer.
Buzz had.
The microwave scam.
The great one.
That was good.
To make your microwave go for 15 seconds.
Yep, that's right.
Fantastic. Well, my friend, you win $200.
Wow.
And the double giveaway to Ozfest. Have a great time, and thank you for listening to the show.
Oh, always do, my friend.
We appreciate it. Hey, what's the game show that's sweeping the nation? It's
Make That Sound.
No, Make That Noise. Say it again.
Make That Noise.
Yeah. You missed your cue on the music. All right, well, what are you going to do?
he was out of breath.
What are you going to do? Hey, thank you, my friend.
Okay, Don, thank you.
Hold on a second.
Good game.
Yeah, and now the next time we play it, we'll even think about harder things to do.
I'm very disappointed I had to scrape off self-inflicted gunshot wound. But, with new indecency standards and all that.
Well, no, I think that would be okay.
Yeah,
as long as he wasn't farting or having sex while he was shooting himself.
Yeah, and if you chose the proper area of the body, you'd all be a little painful.
You know, the one that I didn't get to was I did have fire a gun. Because there's that certain, how you doing?
Yeah, how are you?
They'd be ready for it.
Fire a gun!
People be prepared next time.
And there's all kinds of awful ones.
Yeah,
make a dog cry.
Oh, no, now we don't do that.
No. Oh, no, I'm just telling you. Yeah. Now that we're done with this, I'm telling you some of them that I had written down.
You had to do the self-editing.
Make a dog cry.
Right. Suffocate the cat. That type of stuff.
No,
of course.
I have bang pots and pans until a baby cries.
You didn't use the one I suggested, is make a child claim he's disillusioned.
Turn on a porno.
Good.
Buy a paper, you'd be able to tell that right away. Wind chimes. That's kind of faggy. Wind chimes.
Drill your own teeth.
Yeah.
All sorts of things we had to
edit. Power tools.
Yeah.
There's an entire area to get into.
That was on my list.
The next time we get together and play Make That Noise.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don, Joe Theismann. How you doing, buddy? I listen to your show every morning. I'm sitting at my farm, and I just heard the story about McMahon. And let me explain something to you. Okay. First of all, I've been there. See, you haven't been here
for a short period of time. Yeah, it is me, Don. I'm not kidding. I'm flat square on. I love your program in the morning, but you don't really know what Joe Theismann's like. You ever been in a Super Bowl?
The Don and Mike Show.
Vintage goodness. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Before we get back into the best of Don and Mike, let's see what's on Access Hollywood tonight, Thursday, December 30th, 2004.
After Ashley Simpson's lip-sync scandal, she's been invited back to perform on SNL, and Ashley told me she may just sing a cappella to prove a point. It's next in the Access Hollywood Update.
This January, it's the return of cable's most talked-about show, Growing Up Gotti. It all starts at 9.
Did my ex-husband send you here? Just drive me crazy.
Followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. An all-access, behind-the-scenes pass to Sin City's hottest casino, Caesars Palace.
Sometimes people hook up at the table.
Growing Up Gotti premieres at 9, 8 Central, followed by the new real-life series, Caesars, 24/7. This January, only on A&E.
I just won $1 million!
You want great financing and a warranty. What do I look like, Santa Claus?
Consider this. Ford-certified pre-owned vehicles have to pass a rigorous 115-point inspection, and they get 6 years, 75,000-mile powertrain, limited warranty coverage. And right now, you can get financing as low as 1.9%. Ford Quality Check Certified Pre-Owned. If we don't certify it, it's just used. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit Limited Term APR financing on select vehicles. Take delivery from dealer stock by 12/31/04. See dealer for warranty details or visit FordCPO.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm Sean Robinson with the Access Hollywood Update, and Ashley Simpson has moved way beyond her lip-sync scandal.
Sounds a baby, hurry down the chimney tonight. Sounds a baby.
See, folks, she can and does sing.
I love that song. I love that. That's very good.
It's my favorite Christmas song.
And Ashley is following in Sister Jessica's footsteps by making her starring big screen debut in her film, Wannabe. While Big Sis simultaneously dons the short shorts in Louisiana as Daisy Duke in Dukes of Hazzard.
I have seen her in a real short
suit. She's looking really good, I have to tell you. She's been working out, like, so hard.
While Jess acts like an on-screen sex pod, Little Sis Ashley.
My character name is Cleo, and she's a little bit more boyish than I am.
Uh-huh.
I like my girly stuff every now and then, you know.
For all of your Hollywood news, click on AccessHollywood.com.
Access. The Don and Mike Show.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program, welcome the best of Don and Mike.
This is always fun. It's the Dude Walker session, the first in the new FCC climate. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Here's Dude Walker. Dude. Oh, dude, hi.
Hi.
There he is.
There he is.
Dude Walker.
Now, Robbie, this is
exciting, guys. I'm in prime time now.
Yeah, see, we normally do this with Dude later in the show. Now, how come I'm not getting a lot of level out of Dude here?
I don't know. Is it possible Dude could boost it on his end?
I'm getting it. Yeah, Dude, you got to turn up your level a little bit.
Want me to boost? Give me a hold on. Turn it up.
Yeah, boost it. Crank it. Crank it.
Lower activate. Here we go.
Put some juice in the cans.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah.
How about this?
Oh, okay.
Hey.
Better.
Yeah. There you are.
There you okay.
Go. Now, Dude Walker.
Well? Okay.
Let me see. Besides, I was talking to, what's a guy's name? Got it. You know, Joe Cipriano.
Oh, yeah. Another Q107 guy, right?
Right. When is, when is the Q107 reunion?
It is about a month away.
About
it's,
a Q.
In the middle of April.
Q107 was a radio station. Dude worked at that station, and I worked at the other station.
It was Dude and Doug, the morning show that they did together.
And the two stations, PGC and Q107, hated each other.
I like giving the history every time we have Dude on the show for people here in Washington, D.C. Yeah. It was Dude and Doug, Dude Walker, Doug Limerick. Doug is now still with ABC News, right?
Right.
For ABC News, I'm Doug Limerick. You still keep in touch with him?
Sure, we're best buds, and we see each other all the time. We'll be sort of co-hosting this reunion we're doing. It's blossomed into this wonderful thing we're going
to
have.
Well, is Sandy coming? Is Sandy coming to it?
Sandy Weaver?
Yeah,
I think so. I don't know. I have not heard back from her.
Please tell her I said hi.
I'll do that.
I love her. She's great. She worked with us at Weva.
And he's a pro.
And is Uncle Johnny coming?
Oh, I know he's coming.
You tell Uncle Johnny.
He was the first person to RSVP.
You tell Uncle Johnny that my message is the same to him as it was in 1979 when I was hired. I'm going to kick your ass in the ring.
And you did.
Uncle Johnny.
He wanted to do a live version of Pac-Man Fever at the reunion. You remember that thing?
Yeah.
That'll be great.
Jesus.
Anyway. Uncle Johnny and his Kiana shirts.
Uncle Johnny. I remember that Shannon flies me into town and he says, now, boy, I want you to listen to your competition.
You know, it was. Now, you were both on at what time? 6 o'clock,
six
right?
to 10.
And 6 to 10 back in those days.
Back in the day in the late 70s, early 80s. That was next to morning drive.
Doodle, back this up. Back then, that was a very unusual thing to have that time slot be kind of a battleground between you and Uncle Johnny, two very popular discs.
Very competitive, like 20
shows. For the young audience, you definitely had to win that nighttime slot.
And I loved it because Shannon, we got to town, he says, listen to this guy. And we're listening to the guy, he goes, hey, Q107, hey, I'm Uncle Johnny, how you? Call me with your request right now because I'm crazy Uncle Johnny. And Shannon said, what do you think? And I said, we'll kill him. We'll kill him like after the second show. And anyway, it worked out, and Dude was one of the good guys from Q107. Hey, Jeffrey, is Alan Burns coming to that?
Oh, sure.
Hey.
Definitely, he'll do that.
Ask him how he liked nailing my wife.
No! Didn't he put you two guys together? Isn't he in charge of putting you guys together?
He kind of had a hand in that, but I might as well throw that out. He's another one that Freda dated.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I don't know that he
actually sampled the forbidden fruit.
But there is a photo from one of their weekends together that is somewhere in our basement where she's standing, like doing something that I would never do. He took her out to a scenic drive where there was, you know, foliage.
Uh-huh. And rope.
She's bound.
Duct tape.
She's bound on a rope, and she has a sign around her that says, you know, please save me. No, it's one of those pictures where you take a girl up to the mountains and you say, pose for me.
Isn't this lovely?
You know, and I only saw the pictures where her clothes were on.
Oh, my. Well, it's not too bad.
Anyway, well, tell him I said hi, too.
I'll do that.
And now, dude, boy, I'm sorry, we really went down memory lane there.
Fine. That's great. It's good to get back. A lot of these people have never heard this before because it's a whole different audience. And nice to see all these new faces in the audience.
Yeah, we're not that old, man.
So dude is normally, when he comes on to do this, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we wanted to move it back today to give you a chance to hear him. Dude, have you read the material?
I have. It's all sanitized here.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Now, I think you'd be pleased to know there's not as much dirty stuff as there was before, but we're still trying. Now, for the first one, Mike, would you please tell dude, as Wayne Newton, how you said non-blue?
Non-blue. Non-blue. They don't work non-blue.
Or we do work non-blue.
Yeah, we do work non-blue. We're now working non-blue.
You want me to do it that nasal? I hope not.
No, you just say that. You do it the way you do it.
But okay. The pronunciation is non-blue.
It can be all you. Just go non-blue.
Very fine. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Ready? Are we rolling on that
We're rolling.
There?
We're rolling.
Here we go. Working delightfully non-blue, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Let's go right into number two.
Now, even moister, the Don and Mike Show.
All right, number three, I will tell you, this is a dark one from one of the moments when we were suspended.
Okay? Uh-huh. Pray for death, the Don and Mike Show.
I love that. What's that say about me? I love that.
This is a good one from the news the other day. Number four.
World-class Gansers, Don and Mike.
Remember those are guys that want to dance with other guys?
I like this. So far, so great. I love it.
Number five, this is from months ago, but I know you'll like it.
They are the Dean's Peanuts, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, and Mike, it's perfectly okay to laugh and make noise.
Sure.
We're running dude on one of those channels where we say it doesn't matter.
I do enjoy that.
Number six.
They can't censor these if they don't understand them.
Right. Number six, and this one's a fact.
The number one radio show in Haiti, the Don and Mike Show.
That's a fact, even with the change in government. Still number one in Haiti.
And both factions love us.
Yeah, both sides.
Number seven, remember the Sopranos.
Like the Girl Scouts, they have changed. Don and Mike.
To me, that's funny.
It ain't rocket science.
Right, there you go.
This is from the show just the other day, number eight.
Noted Bonesman, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Remember we had the guy who was a Bonesman?
These are tidy. I like this. Mm-hmm.
This one is Rob's, and this was from,
medical information.
Medical information. Ah. Number nine.
The cure for pronated foot, the Don and Mike Show.
Number 10.
noted chubby chasers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You bet we are.
We are. 11, and oh so true.
Charmingly ghetto, the Don and Mike Show.
Number 12.
More entertaining than a litter of acrobats, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I didn't know that acrobats came in a litter. Yeah. I wasn't sure about that.
Well, they do now.
They do. We've made it. We've made it our own.
Let's see. Oh, Mike Arnold. Okay. Oh, Mike, if you can do the, oh my God, if you could.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's Don and Mike.
That's a perfect good one, dude.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Number 14, this is for infinity.
Zero tolerance for stupidity. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we've always had that.
Amen.
It doesn't always work.
Number 15, not really true, but we're close enough. We might as well start saying it.
Now, in their 20th season, it's the Don and Mike Show.
I mean, you know, we're to that point.
Yeah, round it off.
Yeah. I was the same way when I was getting close to the 20th thing with Frida.
Uh-huh.
Once you're married, actually, I think once I got to 15, right. I just started telling people 20.
Yeah. 20 sounds good. Did I say 20 last night? Did I say 20? 20 years we've
been working
together. It sounds tight when you say that.
Mike, here's one for you in the Look Around Cafe. Number 16. And, dude, lots of enthusiasm on the end of this.
Is it the Don and Mike Show? You bet.
You bet. Number 17.
Broadcasting live from downtown Dumbass, the Don and Mike Show.
True. 18.
Hey, is this a typo? Just is that, word supposed to be APESHAPE?
Ready to pick you up and shake you in a figure eight.
Okay, it just looked like a typo. I'll read it that way. Ready to go?
Do you remember that, Mike? We talked about picking a guy up and shaking him in a figure eight. That was not even on the air.
That's like it started out as a nonverbal with Rob.
Okay. Ready to pick you up and shake you in a figure eight. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
It really is the way most, a lot of animals of prey kill their, kill their prey.
Right. Number 19er.
Something wacky this way comes. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. All right. All right, now for the next one, here's what it is. It's like Seinfeld, where you go, hello! Hello!
Well, hello!
Over the top.
La, la, la.
Hello! La, la, la. The Don and Mike Show.
That's a good one, dude. Really good one. Now, for this next one, we had a guy on the show, a porno director. He's talking about actresses, and he said, they're garbage cans.
They're garbage cans.
Thank you, Mike. That's the inflection. Would you give it to dude again, please?
They're garbage cans.
Okay. They're garbage cans. Don and Mike.
And we are.
Number 22.
Let them give ye a comedy facial. Don and Mike.
Number 23 now, you just got to say the beginning like Sonny Jurgensen. Now,
right.
here's the setup. During a Washington Redskins broadcast, many times when there's a commercial break, Sonny Jurgensen, beloved broadcaster,
right,
will turn to anybody behind him and simply say, hot dog,
hot dog,
hot dog, and that's like his order, he wants a hot dog.
Ah.
So you have to say, hot dog, like Sonny.
Like you're calling for one.
Yeah.
Right. But not really calling for one as much as just making the statement, hot dog. Right.
Hot dog, the Don and Mike Show.
One more time, and Mike, you had it right.
Yeah, he's not calling for it. In fact, he's doing the opposite. What he's doing is he's saying, hot dog. He's like making the statement without asking or anything. It's hot dog. Like
hot
demanding.
Dog,
yeah, well, I'm sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
Try it one more time, dude.
Hot dog, the Don and Mike Show.
Very good.
24.
A colossal waste of time.
Amen.
The Don and Mike Show.
25.
Listen, rinse, repeat. The Don and Mike Show.
26.
Sanitized for your protection.
Very good.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And it sure has been, hasn't it?
You know, 27's got to be, instead of rarely, always.
Oh, you want to say always? Okay.
We always play it, Robbie.
Okay.
They always play the tard card, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
See, Robert, that is, they rarely play the tard card. I love playing the tard card. All right, now, for this next one, you're like Joe Ardinger. This is a last-minute entry. Forget it! I'm halfway home! That's exactly how you say it.
Forget it! I'm halfway home! The Don and Mike Show.
Get that like it when they're fresh.
Yeah. For the next one, here's a little a point of reference for you, dude.
Good heavens, no.
Did you get that?
Yes, I did.
Okay, roll it.
Oh, good heavens, no. The Don and Mike Show.
This is one for Tim G in Las Vegas.
Very good.
Come, tickle the toes of Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you.
Number 31 is very, very true.
Words are hard for them, Don and Mike.
I like that.
32, this is again from one of the deep moments, deep thoughts.
Trying desperately to give the human spirit some credit, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And it ain't easy, brother.
33, you're going to hear the word possibly, but it should be guaranteed. But anyway, go ahead. Read it as written, please, dude.
Possibly crooked, the Don and Mike Show.
And that can mean a lot of things.
I like that.
That's one of those nice statements where you can actually jump around.
Number 34.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
That's for you, Rob. Number 35, this is for Infinity Broadcasting.
Now operating with a 7-day delay, the Don and Mike Show.
Again, for Infinity Broadcasting, number 36.
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
My phone rang in the middle of that. I think I need to do that again.
All right, that's okay. And remember, this is because...
I don't know how I'm going to shut this... Let me put the phone
take the
outside.
Call. Just take the call.
Answer it.
Right. Maybe it's Uncle Johnny.
I'll just answer it.
Hey, man, it's Uncle Johnny. You tell Don, I'll kick his ass. 20 years later.
Hello, Q107. Andy Weaver on the line, everybody. No. Where were we here? We were reluctantly, right? Actually, we didn't get that clean because I think it rang at the end.
Right. Let's do it one more. Reluctantly, okay. Here's Don and Mike.
Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Can you do it one more way? And this one, just because I think I'll laugh more if I hear it this way. Can you do it? Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Okay. Reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
Bingo.
Yeah, how you do it, dude.
Yeah.
37.
The comedy stars of the Alan Line One Radio Funhouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
So nice to give him credit.
Number 38. Now, dude, this is a slogan that I came up with one day, and I think a lot of radio stations are going to steal this. So give this first part a lot of real enthusiasm.
Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Remember one day I thought that was a great new slogan?
Yeah. Stay listening.
Stay listening.
It's gonna be, there it is. You're going to be given all the credit for it.
39.
They are entertaining always, Don and Mike.
Yeah, right. 40.
Not yet available on DVD. It's the Don and Mike Show.
41 for Infinity.
They risk...
Damn, this phone.
Wow. Hold on. Dude. Is that a cell phone, dude?
Hey, dude.
What? No, hey, it's not. It's actually, it's the home phone.
Hey, I've got the same thing happening.
Oh, hold on. Where's my phone?
Don's got a... The older one.
Who can play this game?
My phone's getting a ring, too. Are you there, dude?
Okay, where are we now?
Here we go. We are at, they respectfully decline.
Oh, that's right.
They respectfully decline. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Amen.
And 42, listen, for all of you listeners, if there's ever been one that's true, this is it. Very good. As you're listening to the show right now, today, is a good example today.
Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
I love that.
That's perfect.
I'm going to put the phone outside the studio here, otherwise we need to...
Just have a little problem with his own phone.
So are we. Hello.
Hello, it's the Big Voice Club.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Julia. Hi, honey. Your daddy's right here. Number 43, dude.
Okay. I don't have numbers on you. So where would you leave?
Oh, well, that would be the hot and hairy bear studs.
There we go.
Two hot and hairy bear studs. Don and Mike.
And next, it's Masters of the Taking Touch.
Masters of the Taking Touch. Don and Mike.
Okay, next. Wait till you hear what they done did.
The Don and Mike Show.
Bingo.
Yay. Another one about the dirt.
Broadcasting from the right side of the dirt, the Don and Mike Show.
We're alive.
Now the next one, Mike, would you tell them how you say goodbye when you're Michael Jackson?
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Could you say goodbye?
Goodbye.
That's it.
Okay.
Goodbye, the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. That's very nice. That's a very, you know, you're about as far on the octave register from Michael Jackson as any human being do, but it's great.
Yeah. For the next one, next. When you announce Bacardi Limon, here's how we'd like you to pronounce it.
Bacardi Limon.
Okay, now that's Tony, our engineer.
Bacardi Limon.
This one is a tribute to him.
Smoother than Bacardi Limon, Don and Mike.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Then we'll do you proud every time.
They will do you proud every time. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's, of course, our tribute to Loretta Lynn.
The day we were trying to figure out what the slogan is for Crisco.
Right, do you proud every time.
And this next one I just want to dedicate to Baltimore.
Syphilicious, the Don and Mike Show.
51.
It's the sacred time, the time for Don and Mike.
Number 52 is just for a special listener.
Keep the secret, my precious love. The Don and Mike Show.
And you know who you are. 53, Chief.
Thanks for listening, Chief. It's the Don and Mike Show.
I don't know if we fully explained that. When we were in Las Vegas last weekend.
Yes, this was, I think, born of a late evening.
The whole weekend, it was... How you doing, Chief?
Yeah, Chief. And we, at one point, I think when we were at dinner the first night in Las Vegas, the goal was to see who could say Chief to as many people as is humanly possible.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't get it. And then finally, one waiter came by and he gave it back to us. You know, thanks a lot, Chief. You're welcome, Chief.
Here you go. New Dimensions of Hatred.
Featuring New Dimensions of Hatred. The Don and Mike Show.
And for the next one, when you say tough guys, say it like Larry King. Tough guys.
Oh, yeah. Tough guys. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Good. Number 56. This is funny.
They share common interests, Don and Mike.
The next one. You got to do it like Rick Dees, and when he got fired from Kiss FM, we played endlessly this tape of him where he said, "I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today." That's the delivery.
I bet something really good is getting ready to happen to you today. Thanks to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That's a tribute, of course. Yes.
Oh, 58 is great. That's a good one, Rob. This is from Rafi.
Obey them, or they will choke you out. Don and Mike.
I like that, Rob.
Choke you out. PG, here we go, 59.
Rated PG. Pretty good. The Don and Mike Show.
Pretty good.
How are you feeling, Charlie?
Charlie's fine.
Number 60. The station should just have this one, run this one over and over.
We apologize in advance for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
That should cover us. We're very excited about that.
I hope so. Okay, this next one comes from a box that has a Chinese toy on it, a Japanese toy. So it makes no sense, but to Rob, it's very funny.
They bring you very best wishes, and may Happity and Happy Hawks be with you forever. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You don't have to know it to laugh at that. That's good.
Number 62, I believe this came up on yesterday's show.
They only hit you because they love you. Don and Mike.
63, yes, and this one I mean.
Promoting voluntary sterilization. The Don and Mike Show.
We're almost done here. 64 for the lawyers.
Now made funnier by the Infinity Lawyers.
Yeah.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
Bingo.
Hey, dummies.
Yay.
65. Love toy.
Like a love toy for your ears. The Don and Mike Show.
Hello. And then if you wouldn't mind the standard, God damn it.
Certainly. God damn it. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hold on. There's one more that we'd like to do.
Yeah. I wouldn't get... Can I give him one that it'd be easy just for him to repeat?
Sure.
Hypnolarious.
Oh, yeah.
It's a show I saw. Yeah, go ahead, dude.
Hypnolarious. The Don and Mike Show.
Excellent. And now this one, you don't have to say the Don and Mike Show after.
Okay.
Just as angrily as you can... Request denied!
Request denied!
Thank you.
Yeah. Dude Walker, always a pleasure.
That's why the guy is the best. I mean, I'm serious. Voiceover work, commercials, radio stations for your sweepers and stuff.
And he can fly you.
You were plugging one of the stations that that I got because of you, I guess. It was the Burlington, Vermont station. They're
right.
One of my regular stations.
And I hear you on, I'm listening to the, you know, Troy Aikman is a retard, and he's got a show that's on Sundays, mm-hmm. and the station runs it. And Rob told me, you got to hear it, because Troy Aikman really sounds like a guy who's had 8 concussions doing a radio show.
Right. Wow.
So I turn it on, waiting to hear it, and the first thing I hear is Dude Walker going, welcome to the Troy Aikman show.
He may slur.
You know, and then it's like, hey, didn't Troy Aikman, what about Jarrell Owens? And then,
but he's got a great lead-in with Dude.
Yeah, and it's Dude Walker doing the voice. Anyway, Dude, you're the best, you're a pro, have a great time at the Q107 reunion.
I will. Thank you, guys.
All right, pass along our best.
I'll do it.
Okay, bye. Thanks, Dude.
See ya.
Bye-bye. That's Dude Walker. Is he not the best voice guy in the world?
He's great. Very nice guy. One of the nicest guys. And I think that comes across on the radio.
We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello there. Are you two heading for Las Vegas?
Yeah. We're going to score.
Oh, well, I hope to score big there myself. I'm mostly going to be doing the slots.
Yeah, I'm hoping to do some sluts, too. Do they have a lot of sluts in Las Vegas?
Oh, there's so many sluts we won't know where to begin.
Whoa. Hey, buddy, this chick is pretty cool. She says there's going to be tons of sluts in Las Vegas.
Cool. It's so nice to meet young men who are so well-mannered.
The Don and Mike Show. Expertly aged like a fine cheddar. The best of Don and Mike.
A joking song and then a little affiliate roulette. It's the best of Don and Mike.
I've got a Joe Gibbs song. We've already got one.
Oh, good.
We might not go with this today. Let's pop this in for a second.
Can we preview it?
Yeah.
A sample, a taste.
Yep.
Oh, one of those. Why do they have to do that? Why does this area always have to come up with a song?
This is a really
now, we're on in a lot of cities that have NFL teams, and I'm sure that you guys all love your team more than anybody else does. But this is a Washington phenomenon. Maybe it was in... I'm trying to think of the cities we broadcast to. Probably in Buffalo. When the Bills were going to the 4 Super Bowls in a row and the years before and after, they probably had a lot of dumb parody songs and tribute songs.
I think the Chicago Bears were known for making their own, and then everybody started making them on their own.
Yeah, and then DJs started making them, and then listeners started making
them,
and now they're making tribute songs before the guys even coached a game with the Redskins. We received this letter from, first name, Linda. As a lifelong Redskins fan, I love the Joe Gibbs era of Redskins football. As a way to honor Joe Gibbs' return to the Redskins, I have written this song entitled Tribute to Joe Gibbs.
Good title.
Want to get her on the phone?
Yeah, get her on the phone. As a professional songwriter, I feel one of the best ways to honor someone is to give them their own song. Blah, 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 blah. Yours in music, Linda. And then it says, I would greatly appreciate you letting me know before the song is played.
All right.
So we got this out. I don't know, it's a week ago, something like
now,
that.
Now, we're jaundiced right now. I think you can tell by listening to us. We're both very negative on this.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, much like American Idol, it'll stun us.
I don't think so.
But it's quality.
Really good.
You got her? Which machine's it in?
It's in number 2, but give me 1 second. I'm
okay.
On my third.
All right. Your third ring with her? Come on, boy.
You've heard it, Rob?
Oh, I love it.
Okay, good. I don't believe you.
Well, I'm just going to start it. If you get her, you get her.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly fades.
Well, that's it.
It sucks. It's not a joke. Mm-hmm. I didn't like putting in one of our bad songs.
Right.
It's it. This is it. See if you can get her.
Can you start it from the beginning again?
Yeah, sure.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly faded away.
These are the worst. These are the worst. Well, let's see if we can get Linda Heisenberg.
Oh, my God, Linda.
Joe Gibbs record, and we're about to debut it on our show. Would you like to come on the air with us? Okay, hang on to go on the air.
Okay, all right.
All right, here we go.
We'll play nice with her.
I can't let you do that because we're doing it right now, okay? So hang on to go on the air.
Okay, so joining us now is the woman who penned the song, Linda Howard Heiserman. Hi, Linda.
Hey, how are you?
But Linda, you obviously didn't sing it, right?
No, I didn't. Kevin Havens of Herndon, Virginia is performing it for me.
Uh-huh. Well, we've only heard a little bit of it, but I'll tell you, we sure do love it.
Oh, I'm so happy.
We've only heard the first three or four notes, and already...
It's destined to be a number one hit.
You know, there was an old saying in Top 40 Radio, you could tell a hit record after 5 seconds. I could tell the moment... The moment I heard that first guitar lick, I knew this was going
to
be a song.
I was trying to get it played this Saturday. They're having a huge Redskin thing at FedEx Field, but Redskin Park just won't return my call.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
Well, you are going to get coverage now, not only on our show, but throughout America.
I am, you know, I got a very nice letter from Joe Gibbs acknowledging the song and appreciating it. So that meant a lot to me.
Are you born again?
Excuse me?
Are you born again?
I'm a Christian. Is that what you mean?
Well, that he hands out cards. So
yes, Joe, Coach Joe, as we like calling him.
Oh, is that what you call him?
Yeah, he hands out cards. He say, "Would you like to be born?"
Oh, he
again?
Does. Oh, no. I'm not. I know. But I mean, I go to the Methodist Church, but we just grew up. I was not allowed to date Dallas Cowboy fans growing up. I'm not. That is the absolute truth. We were.
Okay. Well, I'm born again. And my friend Mike is born again. We're all born again.
Yeah.
Praise Jesus for this song. I thank Jesus that you have written this song. This is a beautiful song.
Praise God.
Well, thank you.
Praise God.
I hope people will like it. I did it for all those old Redskin fans who just love
RFK. Yeah, you did good.
All glory
you
to
did
God.
Good, baby.
All glory to God. All gifts to God. There you go.
That's right.
All techniques into one. Freedom from constipation.
Amen. Thank you for being on the show. We are going to play your record now.
That sounds great.
What would you like to say to our audience before? Now, we've had the privilege of hearing it, but
we heard the first few bars and were wowed immediately.
We knew it was a smash. What would you say to the millions of people that are listening right now about to hear your Joe Gibbs tribute song?
I want them to just put their burgundy and gold on and just blast it out for their team, because we're coming back thanks to Coach Joe Gibbs.
Yeah, how long did it take you to write this song?
You know, it's the fastest song I've ever written.
No!
I'm not kidding you.
I
wrote it on a Wednesday night, and then
his
conference came on Thursday night, and I went back. I called my dad. He was in Florida to make sure I had all my trivia facts right about
Praise
the Super
Jesus.
Bowl, you know?
Amen!
And I listened to his, I listened to his press conference, and he said, I don't want to hear the word Super Bowl. And
right.
I had that in the song,
yes,
so I
right,
took
honey.
It out.
You took it out. Great.
Recorded it.
Okay, well, it's great talking to you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you for sending us your record.
What's that?
Thank you for sending us your record.
You're welcome, and thank you for sharing it with all those Redskin fans out there that I hope will get a kick out of it.
All right!
I love it.
It's just great.
When he walks out into that stadium, the first game, I want people to sing that chorus to that song to make him feel
all right. All right, nice talking to you.
Bye-bye.
Praise Jesus. Thank Jesus for your talent.
Thank you so much. I do thank Jesus every day. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye then.
Jesus.
It's
right.
Hold on. I got a phone call from Jesus. Yes, the song sucks.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
God.
Momentum for the skin slowly faded away.
Oh, my God.
We know he loved his cars, he loves the fast track. But in Redskins land, we're glad he's coming back.
Only here.
As Redskins fans, we're not trying to be glib. But look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs!
All right, glib and Gibb.
Listen to this.
No. Joe Gibbs!
Joe Gibbs!
Welcome back to D.C. As your 12th man, we're believing in you.
Morons.
Work your magic like you used to do.
Yeah.
God.
Work it, Joe.
For 12 years, Joe Gibbs was more than our coach. Every player and fan listened when he spoke. Devoted to family, a class act guy.
Yeah.
Created youth for tomorrow, changing young people's lives.
Praise Jesus.
As chief and commander, he defined winning teams. Out of 4 Super Bowls, we were winners in.
Ah, see, she broke her dad's rule.
Yeah. Super Bowl's in it. That's it. We got to throw it away.
Welcome back to D.C.
Well, I'm sorry we don't have time to hear the entire
song. Oh, that's a shame, Don.
But from time to time, when you least expect it, I'm going to pull it out.
Good.
Yes, it is.
It pleases us greatly when you pull it out. I believe not since that Super Bowl song that we've sung for years.
Skins going to the bowl. It was done to the tune of Money Money.
Ah.
Super Bowl. Boom, 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 boom. Oh, we're going bowling, bowling.
It's been this many long years.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Yuck!
Momentum for the skin slowly faded away. We know he loved.
Hold on, the ghost of Vince Lombardi's on the phone. Yes, coach,
shut up.
And we're glad he's coming back.
Tom Landry's on the phone, the ghost of Tom Landry. Tom,
shut up.
Look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs. We love your legacy.
Even Dan Snyder's on the phone. Dan?
Shut up!
Welcome back to D.C. as your 12th man with...
Well, proud to debut that for you.
There you go. Let's give it a nice round of applause.
That's very nice.
Piece of garbage.
Oh, my God.
Keep him coming.
Oh, boy.
Keep him coming.
Yeah, absolutely. We love him.
That's just the first of many Joe Gibbs tributes.
Amen.
I'm
He's
sure.
Never written a song that fast.
Never. She wrote it on a Wednesday night.
Oh, you heard what I said?
No!
And she thought to send it to us.
That's very like good. It.
There you go.
I smell something else.
Oh.
Okay, guys, come on.
Sorry.
Wouldn't it great sound great out of a jingle?
Yeah. Oh, no, he's going to do it. There's only one way to find out.
Oh. Star of Tomorrow.
Well, nothing's been the same.
You don't get a talk.
Do you think they'd give you a talk?
No intro time.
When you can do the, well. All
right, then you've got to go.
Star of Tomorrow Today.
Well, nothing's been the same.
Yeah. And for my money, if you want to start a hit record, start it with,
well. We know he loved his cars. He loved
after a strum, of course.
But yeah. In Redskins land, we're
this is good enough to win on American Idol.
I agree.
Redskins fans.
This could be John Stevens.
But look out, Dallas, our coach is.
Except it would have to be that monotone.
I sing like a wimp.
Man, we're believing
okay, that's the Joe Gibbs tribute song.
As your 12th man, we're believing
shut
in
up!
You.
There you go. All right. So I'm glad we got that on, and we'll have that whenever we need it.
Thank
whenever,
goodness.
You know, whenever football's in the news or Joe Gibbs is in the news.
Football!
And if you live in one of those cities where you have all those dumb songs, well, send them to us.
Yeah.
Well.
Hard to argue with success, Mike.
Well, not.
That's all you need to hear.
That's it.
That's all you really need. Just, let me see if I just cut her off after well.
Well.
There you go. That's right there.
Uh-huh.
This is the birth of a hit record.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
That's it.
That's all you need to hear. When you've got the golden ear,
mm-hmm.
And note how I point to my ear when I say, yeah, you've got the golden ear.
The golden ear. Hits.
You go, smash.
Well.
I said, give me the next record.
People always say to me, why does Dom walk with his head cocked to one side? He's got the golden ear.
Yeah. Okay, let me hear it. What do you got? Okay.
Well.
That's a smash. I'm putting that in A rotation. What else did you bring in the office?
It's hot.
I don't care if you got the latest by J-Lo. Uh-huh. I don't care if you got Pop. I don't care. I don't care if U2's got a new record.
Oh, man, dude.
Listen to this smash.
Well,
that's all I can play you right now. Yeah. But it is a smash.
I agree.
A stone cold smash.
Wow.
Do we have time? Yes. Sure, we have time for a little affiliate roulette.
Very exciting.
We've not done this in a long time. I told you that. We've had an ongoing process here in the last month or so to try to find out exactly where we stand.
Yeah. We still don't know.
As far as the syndication of the show, we do know that we're in a lot more cities than we thought.
Yeah.
Luck be a lady tonight.
I'm happy to tell you.
I like this song. I really did. I thought this song had a lyric. It had a great presentation tonight. Until I heard that other song.
Well,
so we think the way that we're going to try to figure out with some of these stations if we're on the air or not, since we tried to call our network and figure things out, we really can't. We're going to just do affiliate roulette.
Can't wait to see who we're going to call today.
Now, keep in mind, as I was just saying, that Westwood One, our syndicating company, they've done a great job. We got a lot of big market clears for this show.
Mm-hmm.
We're feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some stations that we just don't know about.
Yeah.
Some stations on the list where we never get a call from their city. So let's... Who will we be playing for today, Mike? Let's see. Who are we going to play for today?
You going to roll it again?
Come on, Big Bucks.
Here's my $5 bill.
Okay, here we go. All in quarters, Buzz. And... Oh, we do have a city.
Oh.
We do have a city. We've never called... I know I've read the slug before. Lake Tahoe, California.
Yeah. Okay.
Do you think we're on the station or not on?
I do not. I think we'd get calls from Lake Tahoe.
I think we may be on. And I swear on my kids' life, I don't. These are the ones on the affiliate list.
There's only one way to find out. There's only one way to find out.
I think, Buzz.
I think being on in Reno and Sac, we're probably not on in Lake Tahoe. I'd agree with Mike on that.
Okay, let's find out.
I said not on there. Monday.
Oh, hold on. I'm calling the wrong station. Lake Tahoe, 7751-775. Okay. And Rob, you told them in the back room that we would tell them they're on the air?
Exactly.
Okay. All right, cool. So we won't have any of that problem like we had when we called Lionel Richie the other day.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lionel.
Yeah. Hello.
So we're calling KTHO.
K-tho.
Right. Hello. Hello, is this KTHO? Okay, that sounds to me like that either is a misdial.
Yipper.
Either a misdial or the station's owned by one guy.
Operates out of his car. I'm not available right now. You're on, though. I guarantee.
All right, now this time I've double-checked, even with these big, pudgy digits, that I've hit the right number.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Mm. Okay, one more. This is the magic of affiliate roulette.
Yes, it is.
775.
You never know. It's like Forrest Gump said. You never know what you're going to get.
One. All right, come on. Let's get through now.
Let's reach into our box of chocolates.
Lake Tahoe, California.
Go!
There's a ring.
Yay.
Here we go. Answer and say KTHO.
And win.
K-tho.
K-tho in Lake Tahoe.
Hello.
Is this KTHO?
No. How can I help you?
This is the Don and Mike Show. We're on the radio right now.
Oh.
Is this you're not a radio station?
No, we're not.
Were you ever a radio station?
Not since we've picked the phone up today, no.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. I was going to ask if he owned a wax museum. I don't know.
No, he'd have a heavy southern accent.
Well, now, again, we don't know about this. Perhaps if someone's calling from Lake Tahoe...
Does that count as a negative, though, that we weren't able to get through?
It's entirely possible that the wrong number is on the list.
It's entirely different.
But either way, we're going to spin again, Mike.
Let's do it.
And we'll find out if we're on in Lake Tahoe, because I'm sure someone will call us from Reno. Well, no, I see the area code, though, for Lake Tahoe.
Uh-huh.
It'll show up on caller ID. 775.
We have the right area code. Oh, what's the affiliate now? What do we have there? It just landed in the slot.
Oh, hold on a second. Brian. Hello, Brian.
Yes. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
Yeah, most of Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe, North Lake, is all 530 area, okay?
Where is 775?
That would be the Nevada side, but the Nevada side of Lake Tahoe is like one-third compared to two-thirds.
So I should try that same number with 530?
530,
all right,
correct.
Mm. All right.
Bye, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. Okay.
All right, buddy. AM 590. AM 590. 590 AM.
What was it, 530? 530. Oh, I lost it. 690. Well, they should love this. And if they're not running the show,
we're sorry.
Spotlight on Lake Tahoe.
Well, we're going to spin again, Mike.
All right, very good. Before you do, is this the number you have? Because that's their main business number.
That's a different number, Buzz.
Yeah.
All right, hold on a second.
Again, the 530 area code.
Buzz, hold that up.
Burbank with the pull and this number.
All right, Buzz. My list is obviously outdated.
According to their website.
That's what happens. I should have done that. Well, this is the correct number now, as the excitement is really building to a fever pitch.
They seem to be right on the phones.
Are we on the air in Lake Tahoe?
Is there a radio station there?
Something tells me.
For what in?
Residence in.
Did you dial the old area code or the new one?
I did the one that Buzz said with area code 530.
All right. My handwriting was what?
We're going to... Buzz, we
have another area.
Yes.
We'll move on.
We're going to move on. Because
have a feeling if you called that number with the original area code that you had...
All right, I'll try it.
I just one last time.
All right, I'll try it. With
never say die.
With 530?
No.
Yes, 530. Well, wait a minute.
Is that on the website? On the website, yes. KTHO AM 590 Business Office.
All right, hold it up again.
And then the number.
Hold it up again.
All right.
One?
Because one of my numerals may have looked like a different
hold
numeral.
Hold on. Now, you wrote on the top 503.
Yes, I did. It's 530. That's correct. I'm just trying to keep up here.
Hold on, Buzz. I'm going to go to East Coast Bob, who's on the phone.
Good.
But affiliate roulette requires precision, Buzz.
I know.
We've got to win this.
But speed also.
East Coast Bob from EastCoastBob.com. Hello, Bob.
Hey, I've got one of those good AM radios. I picked up their station here, and they're you're not on.
Ah.
they're doing top of the hour news right now. So.
All right.
All right, good. We're not on
it.
Thank
you. We know that. So
scratch it off the list.
I will keep monitoring them to make sure, though.
Yes,
thank you, East Coast Bob.
Bye.
Well, there's always that pesky tape delay, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I am a big loser there. Let me just center myself for a moment because I lost that.
Relax and center yourself.
Ooh. Well.
Okay, I'm ready.
And I love just playing that part of it.
Let's spin again, Mike.
Okay, where are we going now? Let's see. There it goes, round and round, little white ball going around the big wheel. Yes, sirree. Where should we stop? Nobody will know.
Ah, hold on. There it is. Superior, Wisconsin.
Superior, Wisconsin.
Have we ever received a phone call from Superior, Wisconsin?
W. Gitchigumi.
One.
Superior, it said, never gives up her dead on the big lake they call Gitchigumi.
W-G-E. W-G-E-E.
I say we're on here.
I say we're off. Hi, is this W-G-E-E? Hi, this is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. We might be on your station. We're wondering, are we on W-G-E-E right now?
Let me check.
From 2 to 6 p.m.? It's just after 3 o'clock now where you are?
Yes.
Take your time.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's okay.
Mike and Mike.
Nope. Go further down. 2 to 6 p.m. right now. W-G-E-E.
We have ESPN on right now on WGEE.
You're positive about that?
That's what my schedule says. Mm-hmm. I can transfer you to the program director.
Yes, that for confirmation, that might be nice.
That'd be great.
Hold on.
That'd be great. Don't you love those big buildings where they have that many radios?
Rob, this is the one where you're going to tell the guy he's out of the air, okay?
You have a name for him on the list?
Richard. No, the name is Mark Fleischer.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's going to help. Here's Mike in Reno who says he can clear things up for us as we continue to play affiliate roulette. Mike.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, Mike, hold on. This bulletin just in.
Well.
Oh, my Lord.
Anyway.
That's my delivery route, South Lake Tahoe. And as far as I know, there is no radio station broadcasting from South Lake. We pick up the Don and Mike show on 1270 The Buzz out of Reno.
In Reno. All right. Thank
Very
you.
Very good.
Reno. Thank you, Mike. See you later.
Thanks.
Rob, is anybody picking up the phone there?
Hi, Melissa. It's Rob with the Don and Mike show. Fleisch wasn't at his desk.
All right. We're going to spin it one more time, Mike.
Very good. Where are we going?
Because now we're 0 for 2.
0 for 2. We're losing on this.
Well, these are stations that I was unsure about, and I've been able to get any confirmation.
Yeah, we can scratch them off a list.
Now from the network on.
All right. Where do we stop this time?
Up. Keene, New Hampshire.
Keene, New Hampshire? One of my best friends went to Keene State up there.
W-K-N-E.
Good college up there. Keene State College.
Okay, 603.
AM 1290. New Hampshire, a beautiful state.
Where do you get all this stuff from, Buzz?
Off the web.
Hold on, do I have that? I have AM 1220. Oh, are you just doing a search on these call letters right away?
Right.
The number you have reached.
Of course.
Three.
Oh, okay. It's a 5.
Three. Oh.
Okay. All right. Shut up. I made a mistake. Sorry.
All right. We're going to redial.
Sorry about that.
Calling Keene, New Hampshire for our brand new affiliate that might not be on. Keene. It's Keene.
Okay. And I don't know if these are brand new or not. I'm just
Betting gentlemen, I say we'll be on here.
I say we're not on. I say we go 0 for 3 today on affiliate roulette. Yes, good afternoon. This is Don and Mike. We're on the radio right now. Are we calling radio station WKNE?
That's one of our stations.
Yes, we're trying to figure out if we're on that station right now. I have a list of affiliates for our national show, and I'm not really sure exactly what stations we're on.
You're not on WKNE. WKNE is a top 40 station.
Oh, about, do you have an AM station?
We have two AM stations. We have KBK and ZBK.
Are we on any of those stations?
I believe you were on ZBK, but I don't think you are anymore.
Oh. And why is it that you took our show off?
Let me see if I can find somebody you can talk to.
Of course.
Isn't this great? I asked
That's
you.
Great. We're on them and we don't know, and then by the time we find out, we're off them. That sucks!
This is as good as American Idol is.
Fantastic. They're still on their website. There are your pictures.
Well, see, maybe this dumb girl's not right. Because you, what does it say? Who is that, Jim Rome? What does it say for the time slot for Jim Rome?
Let's see. I Miss the Morning. Jim Rome, noon to 3. Don and Mike, 3 to 7.
3 to 7.
Mm-hmm. Fleisch says we were on in the year 2003, but we're no longer on.
This would be in New Hampshire?
Yeah, wherever Fleisch is.
Did you
Wait, is that Fleisch or is that...
Fleischer. We talked to Melissa there. Was that New Hampshire?
That was Superior, wasn't it?
Superior, that's what it was.
And what was the deal there? Why did they take us off there?
They didn't mention it, but she said she was uncomfortable speaking to you gentlemen again.
Okay, very good.
But you used to be on there.
We wouldn't want her to be uncomfortable.
All right, now we're seeing if we don't go over 3, but it sounds like we might be going over 3. But Buzz says we're on their website.
Look at if it's a sloppy little radio station and they make changes, they're not going to change their website.
I'll be up to date. I Miss in the Morning.
Oh, that's a winner.
In the afternoon.
That's a winning lineup.
No, didn't he pass away?
No Doze Radio, they call it.
Right.
Donna Mike?
Larry?
They were on.
Larry,
I don't know. I don't know. Donna Mike?
Hello? Hello?
We're not on.
Oh, come on.
I swear to God that means we're not on. Somebody just hung up on us.
No.
Oh.
They did.
Cowards. Weasels.
They did. Well... That's how we play affiliate roulette.
Bravo, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, for 3.
It's the only way we're going to figure out who's in and who's out. Right, I got you. Thank you.
Just betting to break even.
A lady tonight.
So we found out today it's Keene, New Hampshire, gone.
Bye-bye.
Also,
Superior, Wisconsin.
And Lake Tahoe, California.
Tahoe may never have existed.
The one station, Buzz says we're still on their website.
Yeah, very
yeah, but
much
that's
so.
The one where they just hung up on us, right, Buzz? Is that the New Hampshire one?
That's the one that hung up on us.
Well, Rob, why don't you, or Buzz, somebody look into that, so you see if we really are on or not.
Is that New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Keene, New Hampshire.
Yes.
Keene, New Hampshire.
That's the kind of spontaneous publicity.
Yeah.
Push the show over the edge.
I'll call off the air like a dumb guy.
Okay.
Watch the transformation.
Because usually...
The number you have reached...
Jesus
362.
Yes? Okay. No. 352. I am a dumb guy.
352.
Oh, God. Area code first. 1.
God.
Keene. 6. I keep losing my place on the face. Stop it! 1-6-0-3-3-5-2.
This is great. I love affiliate roulette. I really do.
Okay, now ring, goddammit! I command you to ring!
6-2-9
I'm trying as hard as I can on affiliate roulette.
I know.
The number you...
What?
6.
Yeah. Right.
9-2-3.
Right.
Are we trying again? Are you spinning again? Or just playing with the marble for fun?
Just playing with the marble for fun. Okay, I got you. That's it on affiliate roulette tonight.
Very good.
That's
okay.
All. That's all the good news I can handle in
I
one
think
break.
It was successful.
It's a good game.
It is a fun game.
Now let's see these area codes coming up. Let me see if any of these area codes on the caller ID are from any of these cities that we're trying to call. Where's area code 408? Hi, Don and Mike Show. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from San Jose, but I'm catching you on the big Sacramento station, AM 1140.
Right, okay, thank you.
Yeah, that has to do with what?
You hello, here's area code 7. Where's area code 775? God, I should know this. I'm a DJ. Hello?
Hi, this is Reno, Nevada.
Reno, well, we know we're on in Reno.
Yes, you are. I don't know who you're there. They're calling, but you definitely are. I'm listening to you right now.
Yes, but you understand that there's a station in Lake Tahoe as well.
Yes.
A separate station that we thought was carrying the show.
why did you call?
Mandy?
Why did I call?
Yeah, yes. What did you call to say?
In Nevada, and the Buzz should be on there.
We know that we're on in Reno.
Yeah.
We've been on for a long time. Mike, come on. Come on, Mike. Come on now.
I don't get mad very often.
It's a donut
okay,
out of your
well,
ears, ma'am.
To let you know, thank you, and you have a good day.
Thank you, Doc.
You too.
Oh, Mandy.
Stupid.
Well, you came and you gave without taking. Just wanted you to know, I'm listening.
Me?
We got it.
Me, no. World of me.
I just finished my eclairs.
Not related to anything you were talking about, though.
You know, a lot of people are just calling in now wanting us to know that we're on in their cities. But we were
well, there are a lot of affiliates that we know we're on.
But you
we
understand
have
that Tahoe is close to Reno, so right. The people in Reno are
and
calling.
And I, being a New Englander, I'm still curious about Keene. If we are on the website, I'd like a confirmation. But it sounds like somebody picked up and hung up.
Here's area code 510, wherever that is.
Radio God.
Where's area code 510?
510 is the Bay Area. I'm picking you up out of Sacramento.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
And I'm just calling to make Mike's day a little bit better.
Hey, hold on. If you're in the Bay Area, though, why aren't you listening on the San Francisco station?
Because at 2 o'clock, you know, they cut away from you a lot of times.
Hey,
2 o'clock West Coast time.
The good news just keeps coming.
Good to know.
I don't know if I can handle any more good news.
All right. Well, you know what the good news is?
What?
I'll tell you the good news, Mike. Kim Bauer is wearing different outfits on 24. That's the good news.
Okay, thanks, Hammerhead.
Oh, you said Hammerhead. You're going to set the alarm.
Oh, come on. Give me a pass on that.
Here it comes.
Give me a pass. We just had a real awful affiliate
There's
roulette.
There's no passes
just...
allowed. There's the hammer alert.
Sorry. You know, in previous incarnations of the show, I would have called him one of a thousand different names.
I understand, but now Hammerhead is there. Well, that's a good solid
click.
You see, this is what happens when the house wins all our money.
Yeah. All right, well, that's how you play affiliate roulette.
That was spanking.
Let me just say this.
Well.
Linda. Yes. Linda.
Yeah.
Don and Mike show. Hi, Linda.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, I really, truly wrote this song as a tribute to Joe Gibbs. And there's a lot of reasons. And if y'all don't love it and you're going to make fun of it, just don't play it anymore, okay? Because we have plenty of coverage from other stuff.
Honey, you sent it to us. We'll play it as much as we want.
Well, don't make fun of it because it's pretty
too late.
And he's a great man.
Too late. I tell you what, honey, I talked to Jesus today, and Jesus said it's an awful song, and we should play it, and we should make fun of it.
Well, it's not an awful song, and he loved it, and I love it, and so does everybody else that listens to it. So just let MAL and MVQ and some of them play
Honey, hey, dummy, why'd you send it to us then?
Because you're supposed to be the official Redskins radio station, so I thought that you'd get a kick out of
you're
it.
You're stupid.
You know what? I will tell you this. We did get a kick out of it.
Well, okay.
We got a kick out of it.
I'm getting a kick out of it right now.
Obviously, you don't know songwriters or songwriting
techniques. Yeah, no. Obviously, we don't know the talent that it takes to write the... I believe you told us you wrote that song in a Wednesday evening?
No, I wrote it in 2 days.
2 days. Well, obviously, we don't know talent.
We don't know talent. But I'll tell you this, we played it, and we as you asked in your letter, we called you and told you we were going to play it, and we're going to continue to play it.
Okay, well, I think your listening audience is going to like it, actually.
Well, that's good. Maybe it'll grow on.
Probably will.
Okay.
Now, come on now. Just be a good sport.
Would you like to be ridiculed over the air with somebody that you think is very good? I don't think so.
Let me think about this, though. If I sent a really bad tribute parody song into a bunch of radio stations, I think I would be thick-skinned enough that if one of the stations that at least had the courage to tell you the song stinks said so, you'd let it slide off your back. And you've got other dumb radio stations playing it like it's a real song. What do you care?
I guess because it's for Joe Gibbs, and I don't think
it's for Joe Gibbs. Can I just remind you? Can I just remind you of one thing? He's a man.
And it's a game, and maybe you're just taking it a little too seriously.
Yeah, honey, he's a football coach.
Yeah.
And I'm very passionate about football, but he's just a man, flesh and bone. He's just a dumb football coach.
Oh, he's not a dumb football coach. I disagree. He's a great guy who's done a lot of things for this community, and he's come back to do more.
Yeah, but you didn't do it. You did it for yourself.
No, I didn't do it for myself. I did it for Joe Gibbs.
Well, you did it for yourself. It makes you feel good.
And you want some notoriety.
I like honoring somebody with a song. I think that's a great idea.
Well, if you really wanted to honor Joe Gibbs, why wouldn't you do something anonymously, like make a donation to him?
I am. If I sell any of the tapes, the funds, a lot of the money is going to the Youth for Tomorrow.
Oh, a lot of the money? Why not all the money?
I don't think that's any of your business how much of the money goes anywhere. I'm with you. That's between me and Joe Gibbs and his campaign.
Here's what I'm going to say. If you really cared about Joe Gibbs and what he's doing, you would work behind the scenes. You wouldn't send out promotional stuff to radio
stations. You don't think the fans would would get a kick out of hearing this song. And
yeah, I mean, I would tell you that based on the letter, that the song is about Joe Gibbs, but the songwriting and the credits, I mean, you know, it's not like you were doing this simply out of the goodness of your heart.
And, honey, it's listen, you ever watch American Idol? I'm sorry, we're like
every
Simon.
Night, every
okay,
time.
Well, then, we're being Simon here.
Your song stinks.
We didn't like
Simon, but Simon's right on, and I don't think you guys.
Well, that's because that's because most of the people that Simon says is you're no good, they disagree with him too. But, everybody, mm-hmm. because it comes from you. We have the right to say what we think.
You do,
and we're right.
You call me up and act like you really like it, and then when I go listen to it, you're making fun of it through the whole thing.
That's the funny part of it. That's what you don't understand.
You're right. I don't.
You don't understand it.
No, I don't. You're right.
All right, listen. Can I just tell you?
It's a cruel business, I guess. Huh?
Can I just tell you that it was a cruel stunt to play on you? It was a joke that we played that was in very poor taste. I apologize. We truly love the song, and I'm very sorry that you got pissed.
No, I did. And it takes a lot to get me upset.
Well, then please accept my apologies. I truly think it's a great song.
I don't
song.
Even know if you like it. I can't. I mean,
no, we didn't like this song. You know, here, wait, I'm going to hopefully make you feel better. We don't like tribute parody songs that have to do with football.
I didn't know that. Somebody told me you guys would love it because you're the Redskins.
Now, wait a minute. Somebody told you we'd like it. Now, that's the person that you have to talk
you're
to.
Right,
but let me just end this with you, Linda, by saying that, yeah, we have had fun with you and that we did say that we didn't like the song and that we goofed around, but I love it. It's really good, and we're going to play it on the show.
All right. Well, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Goodbye, Linda.
Goodbye.
Hey, Linda?
Yes.
I'm just lying to you again. I hate it. I hate it.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day. Momentum for the skin slowly faded away. We know he loved his...
Simon Cowell's on the phone from Los Angeles. He can't even hear the show, but he says it's...
He's getting ready to sign you on to American Idol, yeah, I know.
All right, well, call us when you get on American Idol.
But look out, Dallas, our coach is Joe Gibbs.
Hey, Linda.
Yeah?
Linda, we're just... having fun. We do
comedy
radio.
You know what's funny? I am the easiest person in the world to take a joke, but you guys have got my blood pressure.
Right.
Well, Linda, if you think about it, we're just having a little bit of fun.
And listen.
But you're doing it at the expense of me and the expense of
Joe Gibbs. Well,
and Joe Gibbs is a public person, and you're a house frail that wrote a stupid song about a football coach, and you sent it to a radio station.
So I thought we'd appreciate it.
We don't. We don't. We didn't ask for it. It's garbage.
Don't
it's
worry,
trash.
I'll never send you anything again, okay?
Thank
please,
you.
Please don't. Goodbye forever.
She seems nice.
Well, nothing's been the same since he left that day.
Wow. Oh, my God.
We know he loves
wow.
You know, you can't orchestrate that better.
No.
You can't orchestrate that better.
You cannot.
We're not man.
But look out, Dallas, our coach is joking.
It was a little pitchy. No, but Simon says the truth. Yeah. You're just cruel. He's luck. Right on. Right on.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You heard I'm doing my morning show at night.
Hey, let's grab a couple of calls over the blower. Hi, it's Grease.
Hey, buddy, Grease.
Yes, sir.
Hey, long-time listener from Manassas.
Hey, I like that.
Manassas, Virginia, out here in Washington.
Yes, sir.
I have a problem, Grease. I was wondering if you could help me out with it.
Sure.
Yeah, my girlfriend, she likes ham and eggs upside down and nice and brown.
Yes?
Yeah, and you know what I'm talking about?
I think I do, sir. Ham and eggs upside down. Likes that thing nice and brown. Ain't nobody's business but I do. She thinks that I'm attacking when I'm just trying packing. Ain't nobody's business what I do. But all right, sir, whatever you and your honey do in the privacy of your own place is okay with me.
Yeah, I love it.
All right,
hop on the gee, Grease.
All right, how about the guy?
Yeah, buddy.
Bye-bye. Hi, it's the Grease Man Show. What's cooking?
Hey, thanks, Don and Mike.
A stellar job today, I might add.
The Don and Mike Show. It's the band of Don and Mike.
Another O'Mara has star presence. And Don then tells the story of a big lie he told. It's the best of Don and Mike.
Well, I don't regret missing the party because I have it on good authority that Catherine O'Mara is going to be nominated for a Tony Award.
Really? Congratulations.
She's going to yes.
A Tony Danza Award.
Tony Danza.
Angela.
She's going to be nominated. She was fantastic in the Emperor's New Clothes. She had the key line of the whole play.
Yeah?
She really did. She didn't have as large a part as some of the other kids, but she had a very key... She's one of the littler kids in her class, and she plays the daughter, and her line is the big line, the culminating line of the whole play, when the town finally...
Spotlight on your daughter.
When the town fesses up and realizes that the emperor has no clothes, and she has the line that goes, "Father!" And she barked it out. I mean, you could hear her in the back of the room. She has the stage presence that Julie Fullman should have.
I bet your daughter has more stage presence than Julie Fullman. How old is your daughter? 8?
She's 8 years old.
I believe you. I bet she's in every way a more talented performer than Julie Fullman.
She screams out the line, "Father! Father! The emperor has no clothes!"
Hey, that's excellent. A great moment.
That is the key line. And then the kid playing her father says, "Shh, be quiet." And she says, "No, Father, the emperor has no clothes." And that was it. And it was...
You got it on your big nerdy camcorder?
Yeah, the camcorder that I'm sure like the parents in back of me were mad about because it was taking up the entire seat. But I was very, very, very pleased.
You got the Panavision.
Very
right?
pleased. And almost, as I was panicking, as I was realizing that even with departing 1 hour before the show was over, that I would still not be able to make it out there, I'd just like to say this is for everybody out in Northern Virginia that can relate to our home base right around here. You know, really, here's my message to everybody that lives west of the city. Go ahead. Build more homes. Build more homes. Really. I mean, why not? Because you know what? It's a parking lot anyway. No one's going anyway.
That's true.
Go ahead. Build more homes.
Mike has a unique view of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mike moved away from the city. But Mike didn't move far enough away. For about 10 years, Mike moved far away enough.
But
now,
10 years ago, it was, man, I'd leave here and bingo. There wouldn't be anybody else.
Well, now there's Applebee's and Walmart
everywhere.
And Circuit City's everywhere.
Yeah, build them more. Build more and keep that lane 2 lanes. That's it. To get to
you're
going
to have to move farther out if you
no,
I'm telling you.
No, I'm moving closer in.
You're coming in?
Yeah, I'm coming in. Why bother? I can't go anywhere.
What is this for, Mike?
Yeah. Well, you know what? Here's the deal. When you get to where I live... This song's appropriate. It really is.
Right, because you live in the middle of nowhere.
Foxes, deer, bear,
and the
horses on farm.
And the thing is that everybody's going out there.
Everybody's out there.
No,
they've arrived.
Right, everybody's there.
They're all out there right now, and they all went out there for the same reasons I did.
To piss you off.
No, I went out there.
Everybody moved out there because they said, "Hey, this is where Mike's going to live."
I went out there for one reason only. I was cheap. I was cheap. I went out there. I was cheap because it's less expensive. But now everybody's done the same thing, and it's out there.
Is
Petticoat Junction?
Yeah.
There you go. Hooterville is okay. Was okay. But it's now crazy, so I'm moving closer. In fact, I'm going to rent the place in this building. I'm going to set up a cot.
Why don't you get a place at the crack house across the street? There are some apartments across the street.
It'd be lovely. It would be lovely.
There's a time I worked at a radio station in Wisconsin one time where I lived at an apartment building across the street that were just as crappy as those apartments across the street from our radio station. Mm-hmm. But I'll tell you, the great thing about it was on Saturday or Sunday morning, I didn't ever have to worry about getting up to go to work. Because the guy would put a record on, and I swear to God, it was so close, he would walk over and knock on my apartment door.
There you go.
For me to get up and get my ass over there.
This record's over, you're in there. Go on.
And then during the beginning part of my shift, I would put a record on, I swear to Christ, run back to my apartment, put a Pop-Tart in the toaster.
Mm-hmm.
Go back, eat it, and then play the record.
That's what you refer to as the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
Yeah, in a way.
And you know that guy that told me about stage presence?
I know. If I knew then what I know now.
Oh, please.
The guy that told me about stage presence, this guy Carl Hamilton.
Any relation to Hugh?
Hugh
Hamilton?
you're gone.
You're gone.
You're gone. No, this guy, this is a real lucky break for me that this guy even hired me, because I scammed this guy when I was about 14.
Right.
My family had moved from the D.C. area out by Chicagoland. So this guy had a radio station, WROK in Rockford.
Rockford, Illinois.
And I had already worked in radio at Winks out here in Rockville when I was 14, but I didn't know how to get a job out there. So I drove by this radio station constantly, and one Saturday morning, I'm driving by, and he sees me in the parking lot, and he comes out, and he says, can I help you? Now, rather than say to the guy, it's 1975, so I'm like 15, something right. like that, 16, something like that. Anyway, whatever age I am, instead of saying to him, I love radio, and I've worked at a couple of radio stations, I hung around a radio station, I lie to the guy, and I say, my name's Dave Kellogg. I'm from WPGC in Washington, D.C. Now, because I've hung around this radio station, WPGC, when I'm a kid.
Mm-hmm. Why did you lie to him like that?
Mike.
What were you thinking?
To get in.
You were 15.
No, I wanted to get in.
Oh, you wanted an in.
I wanted just to get inside the radio station.
Right.
So rather than say the truth to the guy and say, hey, I'm just a kid and I've hung around radio stations, I've had a couple of part-time jobs, I lay this line of BS on him and I'm so good at it, the guy invites me in. So now I'm sitting at his office, and we're having, I swear to Christ, this is a true story. Sitting at his office, we're having a cup of coffee. I don't drink coffee. I'm 15 years old. And he's asking me about WPGC, which is this big station that I more or less interned at, you know, during the Harv Moore Gladiator era.
That's right. Listen, if you ever going out to the Midwest, Donnie G, what I suggest you do is you tell that particular programmer you're talking to that you're one of our personalities.
So I leave the station that day, and he says, well, you know what, stay in touch. You know, send me a tape and resume or whatever, you know, blah, blah. You'll never want to come work here, but you know, you're a nice guy because it's such a big city. So
you're feeling like a big shot, but you're feeling probably a little guilty as well.
No, I felt no guilt.
Really?
Here's where it bit me in the ass. It's about a year later, and I've left home now, and I'm working in Appleton, Wisconsin. And guess what station has an opening? WROK in Rockford. I send the guy a tape, because back then, you just took a job on the telephone.
Right.
So I send the guy the tape, and the tape is me, Don Geronimo, Mike Source. He calls me, and he goes, hey, that's a good tape. I got an opening for 10 to 2 at night, whatever. I pay, you know, $250 a week. I said, great. We'll put you up in a hotel for 3 days. I said, fantastic. He said, all right, quit your job. I'll see you in 2 weeks. Bye. Looking forward to it. See you later. I hung up the phone, and only after I hung up the phone did I realize, this is the guy that I lied to like a year ago. He doesn't know I'm the same guy.
Right.
He doesn't and he's not seen me. And when I went into the station that morning,
how long a period of time had passed between you lying to him and
About a year.
Mm-hmm. You probably haven't changed that much between 15 and 60.
So I quit the job at the station in Wisconsin, and I drive to Rockford with all my stuff in the U-Haul, and I get to whatever the flea bag motel is. They put you up for 3 days while you're finding a place to live, dreading the fact that I'm going to have to go in the next day, and I'm saying, well, maybe he won't remember. I was, you know, just some kid on a Saturday morning. Mm-hmm. So I go to the front desk, WRK, yes, Carl Hamilton, please. I'm the new DJ. Yes, hold on just a moment. He comes out, and he walks through the door. He's got a big smile on his face, and it takes him exactly 2 seconds. He says, no. No, he says, you come with me right now. And I knew that I was so friggin' busted.
Oh.
He sat me down at his desk and he said, why did you tell me you were somebody else? So I told him the truth at that point. So I said, listen, he said, how old? He said, how old are you? I said, 15 and a half. You know, so I'll be 16 in September. He said, have you worked in radio? Besides, I said, yeah. He said, the station in Appleton, Wisconsin. Is this a real station? Is this a real tape that you sent?
So he's totally,
And I said, no, I said, listen, I've been in radio since I was 12. I just didn't have the guts to tell you because I wanted to get in. You probably wouldn't have let me in if you thought I was some creepy kid. He said, you're right, I wouldn't have let you in. And then he said, now I'm going to have to think about this for a minute. You have a seat. I'll be back in a couple of seconds.
Good for now. So he was pissed.
Yeah, you bet he was pissed. I lied to him, and then he ended up hiring me. And I am waltzing in, thinking there's not a, you know, I'm psyching myself into this, thinking he's not going to remember me. Not a,
right.
So he goes, hi, nice. And he just points with his face. You, come here. Come on. So then he sat me down. He said, I'm going to hire you, but I want to tell you, you are on the shakiest of shaky ground. I'm going to tell you that right now. You do anything wrong, I'm going to fire your ass. You got the, you know, he gave me the whole lecture.
Right.
He ended up being a really great guy, and he's the guy that gave me that whole thing about having stage presence.
Right.
That was his whole big thing. Whatever you say, you know. Once he got over the fact that I had lied to him about my identity,
see, that's where you went from Blue 92, right, or Blue
128. Thanks, Rob.
I am Big Don Geronimo. Upcoming this hour, I will be revealing another one of the prizes in the Super Stash.
think that might be the tape, as a matter of fact, that I sent to get the job.
Right, right.
Yeah, so, yeah, it was from Appleton, Wisconsin to Rockford. Anyways, so that was, it was Carl Hamilton that told me that.
Carl Hamilton.
Carl, not Hugh Hamilton.
That's
Carl.
Hugh Hamilton.
Hugh Hamilton. You're gone.
I'm Hugh Hamilton.
You're gone. Is that an egg in your hand?
Why, yes it is. It's my hard-boiled egg.
Why are you just holding
the
egg?
Please focus on the show. I am focusing on the show.
Doesn't it feel great to say that, though, Mike?
I'm usually the one that's accused of that. This is the first day you've noticed. I do this every day.
Do you hold the egg during the entire first segment?
I do. It's, you know, I twiddle with my hands, and then it also helps bring the shell to room temperature. So
do you occasionally glance up at the second hand on the clock thinking, oh, man, probably another 15 seconds till I eat this egg?
No. It's something to fiddle with.
But I want to tell you something. He's been rubbing that thing. I was down in the newsroom an hour ago, and I opened the door and I walked in and said hello to Buzz. I said, "You having your egg?" And here was the quote. He said, "I'm just warming it up."
That was 40 minutes ago, and it's perfectly odorless.
Now is it peeled yet?
No.
Oh, so it hasn't been peeled yet.
There you go. Still got the shell on.
Do you really warm it up with your hand?
If you warm the shell a little bit, it peels away from the egg more easily.
You know, Buzz.
Science. Yes,
you
yes,
Rob. Science! She blinded me with science!
Thomas Dolby.
If you really want science, bring your eggs to a boil, turn it off, wait 17 minutes, then put them in ice water. The shell jumps off.
Oh, this is Rob's
big...
Oh,
I'm going to try
this
that.
This is Rob's treat. Rob was into this dyeing the eggs for his kids this year.
Right. Rob has said this before. Now, what is it again? One more time. For those people that might be jotting this down at home.
And for those of you about to turn the dial, I promise we'll have something besides eggs in a moment. Robbie?
Always eggs, Don. Cover eggs in water, at least an inch of water over the top of the egg.
An inch has to be over the top of the
egg. Bring it to a full boil.
Full boil.
Turn it off. Cover it.
Yes.
With heavy cream.
Exactly. 17 minutes.
17 minutes.
And then
put sweet potatoes on top. and little baby marshmallows.
Yes. Then, add Kraft marshmallows, mayonnaise, diced onions, chocolate ice cream, and presto, another delicious entree from Kraft.
Then you put them in ice water for 2 minutes. Then into the boiling water again, just 15 seconds.
No, this is already. And that's okay. Like one of your poker games.
But it's true.
Really?
Make you a perfect egg.
Yeah, but that's way too much.
You know what you're doing right now?
A bit elaborate.
You're pulling a Julie Fullman. You really are.
But I thought I had the presents because it really is important to
eject.
Me.
Eject, Robbie.
I'm gone. Goodbye.
Eject. We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Where's my pineapple?
Okay, Hank, you want to try this first one? Elizabeth, can you give us a couple minutes?
Thank you. Ask him if my...
Okay, you come out, applause.
Hopefully.
Then you say this.
I say, a little higher, thank you all. Before we go on, I want to send a special message to my boss, my friend, Mr. Larry Sanders. Get well soon, buddy. Things aren't the same with the... My God, Larry's sick?
Yeah, food poisoning. Didn't anybody tell you?
No. Yeah. I guess I already did, but you know, I was so nervous and the shock and the excitement. Food poisoning.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How many days does that last?
I have no idea. But we should really try to get through these.
Yeah, okay? We should. Okay.
So you say that.
I say that.
And there's more applause, and then you continue.
And then I continue. Okay. You higher? Even though Larry couldn't be here tonight, I know he's comfortable. I have an American car. The trunk is quite spacious. Flip it.
No, that's it, Hank.
What?
That's the joke. The trunk is quite spacious.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about Larry.
Yeah.
Then I'm talking about my car. See, there's a logic.
Well, that's the joke. The idea is that you kidnapped Larry and you put him in the trunk.
The trunk of my car. I'm sorry.
Try it again.
Okay, take over. I'm sorry. Okay. Even though Larry couldn't be here tonight, I know he's comfortable. I have an American car, and I put him in the trunk, and I kidnapped him. Does that help? Does it hurt?
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of Don and Mike.
What you're
kids don't know. Don and Mike try to find a contestant. The best of Don and Mike.
Joe came in a panic with the flop sweats.
Right?
Really?
Now I'm quoting Joe. Taking about 200 calls. Nobody gets this game.
Maybe there was confusion when we were doing all that Sacramento talk.
Okay. Maybe. I'll set it up again. Now, we do have somebody, at least one or two people on the phone, who kind of get what we're going for.
Okay.
You know, we play these games all the time. You know, what my dad doesn't know, what my mom doesn't know. This is a chance for the parents now to get back at the kids.
Turn the table.
What is it that you know about your son or your daughter that they don't know you know?
Yeah, you've got the intel. You've got the lowdown on something. They don't think you're hip to it.
Mm-hmm. See, so you call us and you tell us, and then if it's the best one, we call the son or daughter on the radio, and you have to tell them that you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's just a chance for parents to show their kids that, yes, they are indeed smarter.
Because, gosh, is Will Smith right? Parents just don't understand.
But some parents might understand, and the parents that understand are the ones that are going to play this game.
Phone number is 877-365-3636. Here is Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Mike's one of the guys who got it when we were describing it. And I'm sorry if there was too much talk of the Kings. And incidentally, I finally have figured out, Mike.
What have you heard?
It is a best of nine series that the Kings are playing against Dallas.
So
it really doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter who wins tonight.
It doesn't matter. It's best of nine.
You're going to do it. You're going to screw up the game again.
I've never heard of it before. It's unprecedented. Best of nine.
Best of nine. Absolutely.
And there's some caveat with game nine, that if it comes down to game nine, it's Mark Cuban against the two guys that own the Kings.
It's actually going to end. It's going to be a sudden death winner take all, but it could end in a draw.
And the special guest will be the guy at the Phoenix Suns games who dresses up in the gorilla suit.
Absolutely.
And jumps on the trampoline to make the basket.
It'll be fantastic.
But who leads the series now?
Now it would be, I think, the Celtics by one.
Dallas. Oh. Dallas is killing.
Right.
Dallas, the other night in the third, how many overtimes was there the other night?
There's 15.
15 overtimes.
15 overtimes, yeah.
Unbelievable.
You know what? I'm looking at the phones now. All I'm seeing is area code 916. Chill out, Sacramento. We're kidding.
Calm down, Sacramento. We're joking about this.
Kidding.
It's not a best of nine. What are you talking about?
Duh. Mike. You know how to play this game. What is it that your son or daughter doesn't know you know?
Well, my son, when he was about 13 or 14, he had a big walk-in closet at our old house, and he kept models and, you know, his clothes and stuff in there. And I went in there looking for some tape or something, moved the box, and I came across a .22 caliber Saturday Night Special.
Wow.
Ooh, you found a gun.
Now, if I may ask, as the father of a child, Mike's father of a couple, Rob's got a couple, Buzz is barren, we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
Really, if you find a gun in your kid's drawer, why would you not go to the kid and first beat him over the head with it, and then when he wakes up, say, what the frig are you doing with a gun?
Well, first of all, I don't own a gun, but I've been around guns, you know, my whole life. I've shot and everything, and I gave him a BB gun, so he knew, you know, how to shoot a gun and things of that.
Well, hold on.
That's good.
But what's the kind of gun that you found wasn't a BB gun?
It was a Saturday Night Special, a gun designed to kill people.
Yeah, correct. At the time, he was going sort of through a traumatic, not traumatic, but, you know, there's all
the... Yeah, all the more reason not to hip him to it.
That's not
right.
One.
So what I did was...
He said it seriously when you just said that to me. Yeah. He said, right. Like your Dr. Phil saying.
Did you... Let me just, you know, this. I won't get upset here. Did you at least take the gun, confiscate it?
Oh, yes. Well, what I did was I immediately grabbed it and wrapped it up in a towel and stuck it in my workshop.
So you got the gun away from him.
Uh-huh. Oh, definitely.
Okay, but, see, we were thinking that you just left it, like, in his sock drawer, and you're going to call him that. How old is your son now?
He's 20. He just came back from Iraq, as a matter of fact.
He came back from Iraq.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Got a gun after all.
Hold on a second, my friend.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's a good one on multiple levels.
Let's see. Here's Gloria from Wisconsin. Hey, Gloria.
Hi there.
Hi. Gloria, what is it that your kids, one of your kids, your son or your daughter, doesn't know that you know?
My daughter, her and her boyfriend, one day when I was out of the house, had sex in my house without... and thinking that they were going to get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
But her boyfriend left his rubber floating in the toilet.
And you never... Okay, now, I have to ask, like, with the gun, although it's certainly not as dire circumstances, how come you didn't confront your daughter to say, hey, there's a rubber in the toilet?
Because when we came home, she wasn't home.
Oh.
So we just...
What about when she came home?
Well, we're kind of waiting. She's 18, but she doesn't graduate until May. So we're kind of waiting to hold this over and...
Wait a minute, hold on. She's not 18 yet?
She is 18, but she hasn't graduated high school.
Right.
So we're waiting for probably her graduation party that night to bring it up to her.
And now, do you like the guy that she's involved with?
Yeah, he's okay.
So wait, hold on.
Why at the graduation party?
Yeah, why are you waiting until the graduation?
Or maybe not. Maybe it'll happen now before the graduation.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we're trying to save it for the most embarrassing moment. At a graduation party, we can bring it up, and there would be a lot of people.
Yeah. And I'm thinking maybe the most embarrassing moment might be when, you know, your daughter might surprise you and say, hey, Mom, guess what? I'm pregnant.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
no, at least they used them.
Well, they were practicing safe sex, but, you know, what better place to bring it up than when the grandparents are there?
Yeah.
When the whole family's around.
Yeah. All right, hold on, Gloria.
Thanksgiving's so far away.
Hold on a second. Here's Mark. Mark in the... Am I saying this right now? Nevada.
It's Nevada.
Nevada.
Nevada. Nevada.
Sorry.
Vietnam.
Sorry to piss you off. Mark, what is it that your son or daughter doesn't know that you know?
Well, he had gotten his GED, and they had just opened up a charter school in town where you could pretty much build a house from start to scratch,
uh-huh.
You know, from start to finish. And so... We got him into the school, like, on a volunteer basis, because he had already had his GED and all that was a high school diploma type of school. And,
a trade school is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's like a trade school.
Stupid,
yeah.
Stupid guy,
about
sir.
9 weeks, he got himself completely expelled for, graffitiing and etching the glass and etching the, vending machines.
Stupid is, stupid does, sir.
Yeah, you know, it's always a good start.
You mean carving graffiti into the stage as opposed to etching? You give it a quality that sounds like making him sound like a craftsman.
Well, so once he got tired of painting the shit out of everything, then he went to this acid.
Hold on, you can't drop the S-bomb. You can't say painting the bad word out.
Language.
So let me get this straight. Your son has a GED.
Right.
Then he got thrown out of a school for carving.
Essentially for graffiti, but he did a lot of painting, and then he went to
he did a lot of what kind of painting?
It was actually graffiti painting,
okay.
You know, with marking pencils.
Okay, and what is it that you know that he doesn't think you know?
Oh, he said he just wanted to quit. It just really wasn't for him. But we wound up paying a $650 bill for damages.
Well, hold on. Why wouldn't you bring that to your son's attention? Why would you not say to him, hey, you dope? You carved or did whatever you did, and
you soiled the school. You did the graffiti.
It cost us $600.
I don't know. It's kind of like the last lady. It's kind of almost like holding it in, you know, as a trump card.
Yeah, what does it say about?
Wow.
What is? Well, you know,
we
maybe,
didn't get it.
Maybe,
we ought to rename this game the Parent of the Year game.
Maybe we do need TV to train our people on being parents. Yeah. Do you know that there's an ad on TV Land?
Right.
That I was watching the other day, and I called Fruit of the Room, and I said, this is what America has come to. And here's the ad. Oh, you just pipe down. Don't laugh. You don't have any right to laugh at this. The ad is...
Can I put a line through him?
No. Oh, no, I'm going to keep him.
You're going to keep Mark, the graffiti guy?
Yeah.
Just so we get a chance to maybe chat with Junior.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to win, but I'll keep him in there.
When it absolutely, positively has to be dysfunctional.
Right.
So the ad is... it starts off with a scene from The Cosby Show.
Okay.
They're all sitting around having dinner.
Right.
Then it's a scene like of Leave It to Beaver having dinner. Scene of Happy Days having dinner.
Right.
And then the commercial says, you see the characters on TV Land doing this, having a meal, talking about the day. Try it in your real life. And then it's just like, you know, from your friends, at
TV Land.
Mm-hmm. I read that. I'm not reading. I'm watching on TV. I'm thinking, how stupid are people that we have to see, like, the Cosbys and the Happy Days to know that you should sit together with your family and have a meal? And now I'm understanding why we're running these commercials.
Oh, I bet if you did a survey, I mean, I wonder how many families really do
that. How funny is this? And maybe I'm doing it the wrong way.
If
I had anything on my kid,
yeah,
trust me. I mean, the second I had it,
mm-hmm. the second it would be out of your mouth and in your kid's ear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't put it in my pocket and say, well, I did find a gun, but I think I'm going to wait, you know, until his senior prom.
Sure, the vandalism cost us $650.
Yes, but
the sex that happened in our bedroom, we'll wait till the graduation party.
Maybe all right, later. Here's There's Wayne. Wayne in Virginia. Hey, hi, Wayne.
Hey, I'm starting to think that mine is not that bad now compared to some of these other people.
All right, what do you got, Wayne? Is it your son or your daughter?
My son. He found my porn stash.
Here's pretty good. He found your porn stash, and he doesn't know that you... This is a real one.
Now, did he steal it?
No, he just goes in the... I keep him in, like, a plastic bag and a duffel bag, and I tied the plastic bag in a bow tie. But when I go back to untie the plastic bag, it's tied in a regular knot. I'm like, I didn't need it.
Okay,
like
see,
that.
I'm sorry, but the spirit of the game right here.
What the guy's saying is he keeps his porno in a big plastic bag, and he knows how he shuts it up. He's gone back to the bag and noticed that the bag is tied in a different kind of knot.
Sure, because all guys know their stash and know exactly how they keep it and where they keep it. So, and that's one that you probably wouldn't bust the kid on. You know, because you don't want to. Because
it's embarrassing.
Yeah, because dad's embarrassed.
You would go to the kid and say, hey, what are you doing watching my porno that I keep in a bag in the bag? And incidentally, Wayne, nice hiding system.
Not an illegal amount, just enough to get him by.
All right, hold on. Wayne,
mine is an illegal amount.
Really? Well, but just give us a little idea of the amount, Wayne.
How much? How many?
I got like 50 DVDs.
50?
Yeah, 50. Yeah.
That's acceptable.
Good. I'm normal. I'd
call that a normal library.
Right, Wayne, you're a finalist. Hold
Wayne
on.
Wayne Nichols.
Hold on. Let's talk to Jenny. My Jenny. Jenny.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Jenny. What did your son or daughter do that they don't think you know about?
Well, I found this out from his roommate and never bothered to do anything about it. But when my son was a freshman in college, his roommate was studying to be a pilot. And on Saturday nights or Sunday afternoons when they were really bored, the roommate would fly the two of them hundreds of miles away just so they could go get barbecue or they could eat lunch. And he would never tell me. And I'd find out about this.
First off, I saw the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. Right. And second, if the kid knows someone from the airline and he's able to cop a ride and go down and get some free barbecue.
It's a private plane, but it's still, what is it? I mean, so what? If the guy had a valid pilot's license.
That's not like having a big bag of 50 DVD porn in your basement that your kid goes and watches and then reties the bag in a different way.
Which dad doesn't know.
And
dad's coming clean on our show.
And that's also not as good as finding a gun. I can't say do nothing about it because they took the gun away, but they didn't say anything to them.
Exactly.
Then we got the other
Saturday
guy.
Saturday Night Special. Then Gloria, who knows her daughter had sex in the house and plans on waiting, was going to wait till the graduation party.
And then Mark, the story that I totally don't understand about his son getting kicked out of school and
class. He didn't feel like doing it anymore when, in fact, the son got kicked out because he was putting graffiti on everything and carving his name and everything.
And they paid $650 for school and never told the kid that.
But he got his GED.
Well, so did Joe. Mike, we will select one of these.
Very good.
Or maybe there's a better one coming in because I think people now know how we're doing.
Now would we agree that right now Wayne is the clear leader with the stash of porn?
Oh, the guy with the bag of porn?
That's the spirit of the game, my favorite.
I'll tell you when it crystallized for me when he said, and I know that I tie the bag a certain way, it was tied with a different knot. You know, that's... Bingo, and that's not the only thing that was tied in a knot while you weren't there. Wayne, we'll come back. Pick one of these. Give a trip to Los Angeles when we call the son or daughter. We'll be
this
right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Evan! Get me a soda with some ice in it. Evan, hurry up, Mama. Chap, chap, Evan, come on.
All right.
But you were writing a letter.
No, Mama.
You were writing to tell them to take me away.
I don't want them to take you away.
Yes, they do.
Owen loves his Mama.
Owen loves his Mama. Hurry up for that soda.
Coming, Mama.
Coming, Mama. Show him the back, you moron. You're too damn slow.
Sorry, Mama.
I'm sorry, Mama. Why didn't you get me the salted nuts?
Salted ones are no good for you.
The unsalted ones make me choke.
Mama.
You clumsy poop. What'd you do that for? Come on, move it, lard ass. Pace up every piece.
The Don and Mike Show.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
A decision is made, what your kids don't know. The best of Don and Mike.
Well, I would have to go with Gloria with the sound condom in the toilet.
Yeah, yeah, that's Gloria, who knows, and she'll be letting it out before the graduation. The nice thing about the daughter is she'll be letting her know before the graduation.
Hey, Gloria?
Yep.
Good news for you, darling. We're going to be calling your daughter now. Is your daughter's name Nicole?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Give her a ring, Robbie.
Go ahead and give her a call.
Gloria, where are you at in Wisconsin?
Cambridge.
So you're listening on what station? The Madison station? Or?
Yep.
Right, 100X in Madison.
You have a good relationship with your daughter, Gloria?
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Pretty good.
100X in Mad City.
18-year-olds, they kind of, at times, it can be stressful.
Like, sure. Don, you can relate to that, right?
Darling, let me, I got a 19-year-old son. Please, I was screaming at him today, 1:15, get up, or 12:45, whatever it was.
I'm just thinking.
But I've never found a condom in this toilet.
I don't know what I'd do in a similar situation.
I know what you'd do.
I'd run down to the local bar.
You would suddenly become a gun advocate.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
We have Nicole on the phone.
Bright girl on line 9.
Here we go. All right, let's go to Nicole.
Yes?
Hi, Nicole. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
We're playing a game with your mom. We've got your mom, Gloria, on the phone.
We have your mommy on the phone.
Okay.
Now, Gloria, we understand that you're 18 and about ready to graduate from high school?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Good news all the way around, Gloria.
Nicole.
I'm sorry. I get you two girls mixed up.
Of course you do.
Good news, and Nicole, your mom may have won a prize, but your mom has to tell you something now.
Yeah, she's playing a game, and I think Gloria's going to explain the game to you. Nicole, you ready?
Okay. Nicole, it's a game that we can embarrass the kids and tell you something that we know that you don't know we know. And the thing I know about you...
Okay, hold on.
Before you characterize the game as embarrass the kids. No, that's not it at all.
Nicole, here's what it is. The game is called What My Daughter Doesn't Know, I Know. Your mom knows something about you that you don't think she knows. We don't think you know that she knows. And this thing... I'm pretty sure you don't know your mom knows this.
Right.
Okay? Yeah.
Hey, how are your grades, honey?
They're all right.
Are they all right?
Are you?
Yeah.
Do you go to a regular school?
Public school, yeah.
Okay, all right, very good. Okay, good. That's all we wanted to know.
The bus that you're on? Does it hold like 10 kids or does it hold like 30 kids? Now, you please, Gloria... Tell Nicole what it is that the light of your life, your 18-year-old daughter of daughters, does not know.
Nicole, when a couple Saturdays ago when you and Chad were at the house, I know you had sex in the house even though you're not supposed to. Chad forgot to flush the toilet after he left his used rubber in the toilet, and I found it.
Let me just guess. The last name. Is it class? Am I talking to Gloria class and Nicole class?
Yeah, I think so.
Elegance?
Yeah.
Are you shocked, Nicole?
Nicole?
Just a little.
Did you think your mom knew that you were doing that in the house?
No.
And why didn't your boyfriend watch the rubber go all the way down the toilet?
Because he's dumb.
Huh. Dumb. Well,
we have a winner.
That's the rule. She's not allowed to have sex. In the house.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly.
And Nicole, you should know that if your mom hadn't called our radio show today, she was going to tell you when on the prom night?
At the graduation party.
Graduation party.
And now everybody knows.
Oh, great.
All right.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, you little tramp. Your mom has won a trip for two to Los Angeles to attend.
She better be taking me.
Yeah, she better.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no, I don't think that's necessary.
You better be doing that. You want a trip or two to Los Angeles to attend the 2004 Taurus World Stunt Awards. Your trip is two nights, 3 days. You go to Paramount Studios in Hollywood. The event will be on TV Wednesday, 26th of May, 9 p.m. on Spike TV, the first network for men. Gloria, congratulations.
Thank you.
On several levels. Yeah, okay. How do you feel now, Gloria?
Okay.
Yeah, are you glad to get it off your chest?
Yep. Now it's out.
And Nicole, I've just got a brainstorm here. I'd like to think I'm a creative guy. The show, Class of 04.
There it is.
You pitch that to the Fox Network.
It'll work.
The Class of 04.
And I must know, Nicole, if you had guessed what your mom knew, is that what you would have guessed?
No.
No, it would have been something else horrible.
Now,
hey, good news for you, Gloria. She's got some other secrets.
Now, Nicole, listen, I give you my promise. My word, I swear on my kid's life, if I put you on hold and you tell me what it is, I promise I won't tell your mom and I promise I won't say it on the radio. I swear to God.
No, it don't work that way.
It don't work that way.
He's
smarter than we thought.
Yeah. I'm sure as well. Gloria, congratulations. You're the winner. You've won the trip to Los Angeles.
I hope you all had a good time.
She best be taking her daughter.
Yeah.
And Nicole, what's the plan for you on the horizon when you get out of high school?
Yeah, I mean, you're obviously involved with this guy. What are you doing?
I'm going to college for elementary school teaching.
Another generation.
The minds of American children.
That is goodness. A noble profession, Nicole.
Now, are you going to get some kind of a requirement that you need? Or
I need to get my bachelor's degree.
You're going for the whole thing, Don. Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yep. The whole thing. Gloria, you must be proud of that.
Yes, I am.
That's wonderful.
Hey,
Gloria, is there anything? You're being very silent right now. Would you like to add anything?
Nope, but I think the trip is going to be part of a graduation present.
Hey, Nicole?
Yeah?
Nicole, for a prize, what's the capital of Florida?
Miami.
Yeah, that's right.
Very good.
For another prize, what's the capital of Texas?
Houston.
Yeah, you're going to make a great elementary school teacher. And one more now for a really big prize.
I got one. Can I ask?
Okay, go ahead, Mike. Sure.
What is the name of the current vice president? Full name.
Cheney?
Yeah. What's his first name?
Dick Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
She got that one. I'm good. Yeah, just continue to use protection, okay, yeah. Nicole?
You know, maybe we would even throw in a prize for her to get her tubes tied.
Yeah,
just because it seems like the right thing to
do. Yeah, but it's too quick, Don. It couldn't happen, you know?
Gloria, thank you for listening to the show, and enjoy that trip to Los Angeles.
Okay. What
is the capital of California?
San Diego? I don't know.
San Diego, right again.
Very good. Good
right
job.
Again.
The southern capital.
Gloria, it might be time to... I know she's 18, but break out those geography books, okay?
And make sure you send a resume to Virginia.
All right, Nicole. Thank you. Bye, honey.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
And Gloria, you'll have to hold on for a minute.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. That's how we play the game.
That was fun.
Right.
That was.
My God. Sorry, we're out of time.
Again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.